morning I am in a fog, feel like a dog, can't find my other boots. Tuesday they done cut my power off, this week, oh Lord, now I'm only halfway through. I didn't Wednesday, Thursday, slow but steady, by Friday night, hot damn, I'm ready for the weekend. Ain't jump off of the rocks. I'm ready for the weekend. Woo! I'm ready for the weekend. Woo! Hey, yeah. Hand me a bear. Yeah. Hey, get that pig out of here. Double white trailer into my personal party march. Gonna get drunk and get naked and jump off the garage. I'm ready for the weekend. Get drunk, get loud, ready for the weekend. I'm gonna make my neighbors proud. I'm ready for the weekend.
Someone's gonna get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The monsters in the morning. Monsters in the morning. Monsters in the morning.
You're out of
luck
doing this.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Mornings Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live today from Universal Studios Orlando. We love being here, and we appreciate you guys checking us out this morning on iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. We have a YouTube channel. We got all kinds of stuff, and the way to find everything is to go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. We'll be giving away a lot of tickets today to our Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios, so you want to watch us on YouTube. You want to make sure that you're going to keep listening on the air. We do a bunch of trivia today to give out tickets so you can join us tomorrow. We'll be here live again at Universal Studios. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everybody this morning, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. The producers, Angel Boom, Angel Rivera.
Here we go.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
Savannah's here.
How amazing.
And also Ryan Holmes.
Catchphrase.
You need one. You got to come up with something, for God's sake.
I know.
It's a beautiful Friday. We're here at Universal Studios, Florida, and we just had breakfast, which is one of the best things.
Why do we always eat, like, I think when we go to fancy places like this, the people think, wow, they're so big. But they act like they never had food before.
We got to feed them.
Like, it's 5:30, and they've eaten 4 pounds of bacon.
It's worse than that, though, because what's happened to me is that I can't go to a nice place and sit back and enjoy the meal.
No.
Because I think I'm in between commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And so I'm there, and I'm just like, man, bam, bam, just eat it like crazy. And the people around me are like, what's wrong with this guy?
I found I'm a horrible glutton with free food. I see it as like such a gift. And like even when I've been on set of fancy TV shows, there's like, I'm going to get a third round of that chicken parm,
We all were around the bacon like they were going to take it away.
About what you're talking about, when I was on the, The Late Show with Conan?
Yeah.
Right? So I was in California. I hadn't had good food for so long. Like, everything I ate came from Big Lots.
Yeah.
So when I went to take that big snake and they had the big craft services table,
yeah,
they had all this amazing rich food, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Before I left, I ate every single thing on the table. And the only reason I ate it all is because I didn't have a bag. I could have taken it home with me.
Yeah.
Like, people were walking through, like, Kobe Calais walked through, and she was like, it is good, huh? And I was like, yeah, I'm just hungry. The whole way home, all I did was throw up boursin cheese.
Oh, God almighty.
Oh, man. That's so horrible. The story took a horrible turn.
Well, I thought this is how you guys get treated all the time.
Yeah.
No. But this is amazing.
Let me come out to Universal. Wondering why we love coming out here so much.
Yeah.
Because they said, listen, when you're done with this, about 9:30, we're going to bring lunch.
Yeah. Honestly, around that time, I'm ready for lunch. You know, and they know my tummy habits.
I was wondering, where is the Hassan Pfeffer? I need Hassan Pfeffer.
Hassan Pfeffer would be nice. That's what I was looking for. They're first class here at Universal Studios. We consider this like a second home for the show. We're always here. We're always partnering up with them, especially tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, and we have about, what is it, 20 pair?
Yeah, almost 20
pair to give away today on the show, okay? Yeah. So that's why I asked you, Ryan Holmes, and Ryan Holmes said he was going to come. I'm like, cool. Do you have any trivia questions?
I do. I got a bunch.
Okay, good. All right. So we could use those a little bit later
on. Oh, absolutely.
I've got my normal trivia that we can do. You know, we'll be out here all day. If you come out to Universal today, you'll be able to see us easily because right when you walk in, you take a right, and that's the broadcast studio. This is where we're going to meet everybody tomorrow and do a big photo in front of the broadcast studio.
Yeah.
Then go ride some rides, meet at the Monster Cafe around 12:30, have lunch with everybody, and then go ride some more rides and end up at the Finnegan's Irish Bar. So
it's going to be a great time. Yeah. A lot of people are excited about it. I was at Publix last night, and a guy walks up to me, and he's like, are you going to ask for a cookie? And I was like, well, he goes, hey, I'm going to try and make it out to Universal, and da-da-da. And so it's a big event, man. Universal never does this, and with our listeners being out here, a lot of them have never been out here. Ryan, you haven't been out here in a long time.
I haven't been here in 10 years.
You haven't been to Universal in 10 years.
I go to every Halloween Horror Nights, but to just go to the park, I probably haven't done it in 10 years.
Well, here's what you definitely want to do. You definitely want to go on the new ride, The Fast and the Furious. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think you'll absolutely love it. And we got to thank Blog and Molly for putting all this together.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we wanted to do something really cool for the fans. And you know, I know not everybody can get in. But, I mean, if you are going to come to Universal, you can join us tomorrow.
Totally.
Even if you don't win the tickets. So,
I'm not talking to you if you didn't win them.
Yeah. And I would definitely jump on YouTube. You know, that's a really awesome way to win tickets as well. When you go to monsters.fm, click that YouTube icon, and you'll be in the chat. You'll be talking with Monster fans. It's a really great community that's being built through there. And you can win tickets because we do ticket exclusives through there.
Yeah. If you go iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, you can find us that way. So, man, God dang it. I'll tell you what, about 2:15 at my house. Electricity goes out.
What?
Now, for most people, that's not a big deal. If it's in the middle of the night
sucks.
And your electricity goes out, no big deal. But I'm hooked up to the CPAP machine.
Yeah.
And it's like and so I'm like, everything is out. It's dark. My CPAP's not working. And I get a phone call from Duke Energy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Duke
Energy. And and they're like, sorry for your disruption. It should be back and running by 6:15. I'm like,
gee, thanks.
So you know, and for most people that's not a big deal, but I'm so used to sleeping with the CPAP now. That I
don't
can't
be spoiled. Don't be spoiled with your electricity.
When you told me that today, I was concerned. You know why?
Why?
What if, you know, the grid gets hit?
I know.
We're out of power longer than Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's what I do.
You'll be dead in a week?
No. No, here's what I do. I will keep the hoses.
He just killed you.
No.
I'm sorry, bro. I'll try and help you.
I'll keep the hoses and I'll hire like a bum or something to blow in the tube all night long. You know, and I'll be fine.
Just gross.
You went immediately to a homeless person, not like a hospice nurse, maybe?
Well, I mean, someone that, you know, needs the money. Give him $5. You know, breathe in this tube tonight and give me something.
You don't want homeless breath going up your nose all evening. That's worse than
you're operating under the assumption that money still worth something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gone all to hell.
Yeah, at this point.
$5 is not going to do anything.
Okay, he just threw the scenario up at me. I haven't really thought about it yet.
I would go with Bo.
That was my first thought, though. Yeah.
Then Bo was second.
To blow in the
sea? No, yeah, Bo.
No, he would want to be up all night.
No, he may blow him up like a balloon. He'd float away if Bo did it.
I'm going to blow you up just like me, buddy.
So it wakes you up. You're asleep. You're dead asleep, and then the power goes out, and you're awake.
Yeah,
he was suffocating
because there's
choking on his tongue
because I've got that thing in my nose, right? Yeah. So now I can't breathe at all, and so you wake up, and so I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, I can sleep without it. I can sleep without it. I can sleep without it, and that's all I'm thinking all night is I can sleep without it, and I'm up until you know whatever. So
that's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is awful, not just your power going out.
Oh.
But the fact that you have to...
Well, you know, when I snore, the whole house shakes. I mean, I have a bad snoring problem.
Like a bear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't want to have to sleep in that. But anyway, so that was basically my night.
That sucks.
How about anyone else? Anything good?
I slept like a baby.
Oh my God. I woke up a couple times ago and like, the air's perfect.
Did you get the call from Duke and say, hey, we got extra power.
I did get that call, and I turned other stuff on. I said, thank you. I don't need it, but okay. And I went back to bed, and it was the best dream.
Hey, Los, it's me. Somebody shut the CPAP down. Want a couple extra bolts?
Yeah, I'll take it. So that was my night.
Damn it. Well,
I slept good. I actually went to work after the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I came home, and I fell asleep at like 4 or 5 until today.
Oh, really? Well, that's good.
That's how tired I was.
You needed it, man. You're always gone.
So I was wiped out.
So because I'm so tired, I really needed some coffee this morning. So Savannah goes, hey, we're making coffee. You want some coffee? I'm like, yeah, sure. And when I go over there, you realize those big cups that you're using, they just have there for decoration.
Yeah.
And they probably have dust all in them. And but
because we're environmentally conscious, we didn't want to use all the other cups and just throw a bunch of trash away. That is exactly my thinking.
Me too, yeah.
And I think that's why they have them in there. And I wash them all.
And I wash mine too.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, sorry, Russ Plastic Straws Rollins.
You're the reason the environment's crashed.
But I'm a Slytherin.
Yeah.
And you got to be a Gryffindor,
Russ. I'm a Gryffindor.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter. Yeah. Like, I realized that as I was trying to read.
You're a Hufflepuff.
Is that good?
Are you Hufflepuff?
Oh, no. I hate being out of, like, not knowing part of this culture. Like, I hate it. Yeah.
Well, look, you just start watching the movies.
Well, a Hufflepuff is what it sounds like.
Like a little, like, I'm a Hufflepuff.
And then Russ is a Gryffindor.
Gryffindor!
It's because it's kind of Americana, like the original part of it. A Slytherin is a snake, of course. Oh, so duh. We're the evil ones.
So what? How do you really know it pretty well, huh?
No.
you just rattled it off.
I don't watch that stuff.
Yeah,
when
sure.
I'm home by myself.
It's weirder that you haven't seen it, Carlos, and you have a daughter.
I know.
You've never seen
it. I know, and maybe I'm waiting for this moment to watch it. Like Savannah comes home at night. Lizards, frogs. Guess what? It's Harry Potter Part 2 tonight. Yay! Bumblebee says, "All right, who's making popcorn? I'm making popcorn because I can reach microwave."
Hey, Savannah, you never told me whether you liked the Greatest Showman or not. Did you like that movie?
Oh, my gosh, I loved it.
You did?
We had so much fun. We're going to watch it again together soon.
Watch it again?
Yeah, we're going to pick a different movie, though. What movie did we decide?
Beyond the Star? Across the Universe.
Across the Universe.
Yeah.
You're going to love that.
All right, cool.
We're doing musicals at Carlos'
house. Yeah, so we'd love to have you guys over. We'll set up a night. The invite is there for both you and Angel.
Do we bring our pajamas?
Well, we were naked.
I brought pajamas last time, but you guys didn't let me put them on.
I got yelled at by my mama because of this. Because I was going to bring kettle corn to your house for the last
time. Your mom is saving your ass. She gave you a heads up.
That's the first thing I asked him.
We were running you down yesterday. Yeah.
I said, did Ryan Holmes bring kettle corn?
Right. So it was a Saturday, so I was like, oh, we'll have kettle corn. That'll be an awesome thing to bring to Carlos's.
Oh, yeah, what a nice.
But it rained, so we ended up not setting up kettle corn that day.
Corn pops in the rain, yeah.
I was running late to Carlos's. I was like, all right, it's probably more important to be on time than to just stop and get something. And I guess you guys talked about it yesterday. I got a text from my mom. It's like, that is not how I raised you.
Mom is the best.
You didn't bring a gift over at all? No kind of...
Well, the plan was to bring a big thing of kettle corn.
And when
I didn't have that, I was...
By the way, for those that don't know, Ryan Holmes is the kettle corn king of Winter Park.
I mean, he gives it out like candy.
He's been at flea market there?
Yeah, the Winter Park Farmer's Market. Over 20 years.
Years. So you probably have bumped into him before serving you kettle corn.
Yeah, I've had some listeners actually come by.
Oh, that's good. All right, listen, we can take a short break. We are live at Universal Studios Orlando. We do have a bunch of tickets to give out today, so you can join us tomorrow at our Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We do appreciate Universal Studios Orlando having us out here today. You can watch us on YouTube, and we'll be here all day. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Oh yeah, we got the ones and twos coming up a little bit later on today. A bunch of opportunities to win tickets for two to join us tomorrow for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We'll be here live tomorrow. We're taking over the radio station tomorrow. It's going to be a monster radio. So the songs you normally hear, you're going to hear stuff that we like, that we want to play. And that's tomorrow morning right here on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos, all here today. It's a special day today. I don't know if you guys know that, but today is National Watermelon Day. Ryan Holmes, do you eat watermelon? Do you like watermelon?
I have never had watermelon.
Hold on, wait a second. We always kind of figured that, but you don't like, let's say, a nice big piece of juicy watermelon?
You've never eaten watermelon.
No, it is such a cumbersome task. I don't eat cumbersome. I don't eat cantaloupes. I don't eat watermelon.
Crab legs?
What?
Crab legs?
Anything that involves like all these tasks and opening things.
You're really going to regret this.
Yeah, you are.
You know,
when he tells the other part of this story.
You obviously didn't listen to the show yesterday, did you?
No, I slept in yesterday and got angry text.
Scientists have proven that eating watermelon makes you larger, a larger penis.
University of Kentucky.
Yeah, they proved it.
Scientifically proven that the watermelon makes.
How do you feel?
There's a whole lot about you.
You can definitely tell I haven't eaten watermelon. Wow.
Might you start now?
I am going to go. Yeah. No, probably not. Watermelon, it's so hard.
I've never seen such disdain for watermelon.
Because I have had watermelon juice.
Which is good, yeah.
I don't know if that'll really help.
It's not the same.
It's not good. Watermelon is mostly water, right? So it's just
hence the name.
Yeah. No, but there is a particular enzyme in it that does do something to that area, and
did you see the news story after the show yesterday? There was a run on watermelon in all the grocery stores in the Central Florida area.
And Russ and Angel and I were talking about how much watermelon we all eat, about a watermelon a day, bro.
Surprisingly, corn makes you smaller.
Yeah. Especially refined and sugared and kettled corn.
It seems that
was the end part of the study.
That's fine. It looks like an Audi belly button.
Microcephalic.
I had so many people asking about that yesterday. Like, was that a true story? Yes, it's at the University of Kentucky, and they did the study, and I guess there's some enzymes in watermelon that makes you more well-endowed. Ironically, you've never eaten it, huh?
No, I've never eaten it, but this study sounds like...
It's out of Kentucky. They know what they're doing.
But how do you get to like the point where like, all right, everybody eat a fruit, now take your pants off?
The study had to do with a lot of men are worried about their size. It's something that a lot of men think about. Do you think about it a lot, Ryan Holmes?
I never think about it. It's not been a thing that's ever been a concern of mine. I have friends who like really do freak out about it.
About yours?
About my size.
Really?
Friends that are worried about your size. That could be a problem.
About their own size, and I think, but it's a general insecurity in a man of yourself. I don't think that's where your power comes from necessarily.
Really?
Yeah.
Going more into detail.
Tell us more.
I mean, you're a tall guy, so you're probably packing pretty well.
Well, thank you, Carlos. I appreciate you saying that. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm 6'4", I'm all right.
But that's the tough thing with taller guys. Like, is that's got to be more of an insecurity, right? Because women would expect a larger ween, yes?
That should be a new song. I'm 6'4", and I'm all right.
I'll have that for you next week, right?
I'm 6'4", and I'm all right.
You know what? We were talking in
the other room
while
yours?
We were eating about how the smallest person on this show is Carlos, and he's 6 foot tall.
Thank you.
He is not 6 foot tall.
We are like the show of giants.
They love to make me sound like I'm 5'6".
You're 5'7".
You know what everybody says, guys? They walk up to me like, dude, you're super tall, man. Those guys make you sound so short. I'm like, thank you. I'll dunk on you.
They're just saying that because they're in front of you.
Yeah. You're probably right. But no, you guys are all big. We're a bigger show. And that's why we fought other shows in the streets and we kicked their asses.
When we used to be gangsters.
Oh, man. We used to just be a freaking crazy crew of people looking. But we're big and we're comfy.
And getting bigger. But by the way, there's some more bacon in the other room. Hey, we're live at Universal Studios Florida, and we're going to be live on our YouTube channel. I think we are now.
We are live right now. We're having some little tech issues. So if you guys are in the chat room right now, don't worry about it. We will be connecting here hopefully shortly.
And coming up soon, your opportunity to win tickets for two to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. It is tomorrow at Universal Studios. If you already have tickets at Universal, you can join us tomorrow when we do the big photo out front. We're going to ride rides together, go eat lunch at the Monster Cafe, go to the Irish Bar Finnegan. So if you want to do all that with us, you're welcome to come out. Universal gave us 100 tickets to give away, and we have several of those to give away today. So we'll do some trivia in a little bit and give you an opportunity to win those tickets. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. We love being at Universal Studios Orlando. We appreciate them having us out here, and we're inviting you to come join us here tomorrow. We actually get to take over the radio station in the morning for the Real Music Weekend, so you're going to hear stuff that Angel loves. You're going to hear stuff that I love. Hear Carlos and Savannah. We get to pick the songs tomorrow morning, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We want you to join us out here at Universal Studios Orlando, and we appreciate them having us out. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Ryan Holmes, Savannah and Carlos, all here today. You know what? Today is a day of, well, not today, actually, but we're about to get to the point where a lot of parents are going to be rejoicing, mm-hmm. because, believe it or not, kids will be going back to school soon.
Oh my God, man.
And there's so many, I've talked to so many people who have kids, and they're like, I can't wait for the kids to go back to school.
I heard you mention this, and you were saying you were saving it, that you went back to school shopping for school supplies.
Yeah, yes. And today is the start of tax-free
week.
Yeah.
What rung of hell did you go through?
You know what, dude? I gotta be honest. I'm lucky I came home, and my wife and my grandma, Gigi, and both of the great-grandmas wanted to do a shopping trip with Lennon. It was beautiful. They got to go out. Of course, grandma spoiled their grandkids.
So they went yesterday.
They went yesterday.
Because if they go today, it could have been tax-free.
I'm seeing that.
Hey, I know that now.
I'll be honest. I do different stuff with her. I don't go a lot of shopping with her. But it seems crazy out there. And I just remember when I went back to school shopping, I clearly got 5 shirts. Like 2 shorts and a jean. Like, yeah. I remember that. And I remember using it that first week. And then I was like, damn. And they all smelled like cigarette smoke. And I remember I got my first day was a Jordan shirt of him dunking. It was like a tie dye shirt.
Yeah.
And you know, you always felt so good on your first day of school. And I feel so blessed and fortunate that my daughter is able to have that. You know, because a lot of kids don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for you know, tax free weekend, if you don't have kids, what are some of the items you can get and benefit from this? Because it's not. I mean,
what about cigarettes and bullets? Can I buy those tax free? No.
I don't think that. But it says
it's always tax free.
Should be in America.
No, okay. Let's see, bicycle helmets, but no, we don't.
Who
need
needs
that.
Those?
Let's see. If you need a lab coat, you can do that and get
a lab coat. Why would you need a lab coat?
Let me go do studying like a nerd.
Right. Martial arts attire.
Now that's badass.
If I want to buy like a ninja star, then it's tax free. Huh?
How much can I get this Rebel Flag ninja star?
Tax free katanas.
Yeah, leotards. If you want to buy leotards,
Savannah. I just got one.
Oh,
I'm wearing it on skate night. Oh, just hell. Got it.
If you would have bought it today, you'd be tax free.
Damn, yeah, girl, you would've...
needed it to get here fast.
Is it a hip trainer? Or
no,
hip...
it's a full unitard.
Oh, what color?
Black.
Oh, damn, yeah. You're gonna be like a cat.
But like if grown-ups buy, like if I go buy a shirt or something at I don't know, like Men's Warehouse, that's not tax free.
Well, kids are big nowadays. I mean, bigger than they used to be.
You know, I think all clothes is tax free.
I don't.
How do they define? Like, so you walk up with a shirt, and then like kids walk up, like, well, I can't get a weekend of tax free because I'm a girl. Man.
I mean, I can see it'd be tax free if I go to Hot Topic and buy another shirt. You know, it's like okay.
You have a Hot Topic card, right?
I do not anymore. No, they made me turn it in last time I went.
You're buying too much, sir.
But no. if I go to like a place where, you know, like a Men's Warehouse or something, that's not tax free, is it?
I think so, dude. I think all clothes is tax free.
Yeah, I think all clothes.
Ooh, I gotta go shopping.
If you're
this
a teacher, then you fall under the school thing.
True.
If you're a teacher, you're a grown up.
I can say I'm a teacher on the radio. I'm a radio teacher.
And buy a lab coat and you walk around, you're like, I'm Dr. Russ.
All right, that sounds good. Angel, is there anything you can think of you could buy this weekend that you want to buy so it's tax-free?
No.
Nothing?
For me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's only 6%. I'm not trying to get over on 6%.
You know? Sorry, you got all kinds of money
I'm very frugal. And
when did you go? Did you go with your daughter?
I went I went for a couple other kids, and it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I went to a certain box store. And it was
It was
it's not the kids' fault. It's actually parents' fault because everyone is just scrambling.
Yeah,
and it's just that. And I think it's what you were saying. This is the parents know is like, as soon as I get all this, I can send them out the door and go back to school, and I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right, I get some rest.
So you see them with that like glazed look over their eyes and everything, but they put everything in the front of the store, and there's the list and everything, and you kids screaming, "No, I need this book bag," and no,
I know, man,
I want graph paper, and there's
keeper.
Yeah, and all kinds of pens and stuff.
Now,
and
when do kids officially go back to school?
Because I think they start. Some schools start. I think this Friday.
Some have started today, I believe. Wow. And then my kid next week starts. Because
Seminole County is next week, I think.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's like, "For the past 2 weeks, my kid's been home, and they go back next week, and I cannot wait."
I've never felt it more than this year,
right?
And because she's seven, and at a lot of different ages, you're just used to having him home, and then now they're a little bit older, so they need to have more activities, and it's expensive, and you send them to camps, and you want to be with them, so there's this bit of guilt like, oh, I should be spending more time with them, but at the same time, you're like, we got to work and make money and do stuff.
Well, not only that, but there's a lot of stay-at-home moms like, hey, I can start drinking vodka at 11:45 again.
Oh, and they need to. They need to, because it ain't easy. And thank God to the teachers that they will be taking them upon them here shortly.
Hey, if you do go shopping this weekend because it's tax-free weekend, and when you're picking up, pens or pencils or whatever, pick up some extra stuff and drop it off for us when we have the Monster back to school skate party. It's gonna be next week.
Yeah,
and we're trying to get a bunch of supplies for kids that can't afford it, it's gonna go all to gift for teaching. So
it's right at the front of most stores now. The box stores have the notebook paper and the trapper keepers and the pencils and that's what they need now, because teachers go out of their way to supply that for the children. A lot of them don't have the money to get that, and a gift for teaching. Is really appreciated.
I want all my pencils and pens from Justice for Girls.
Oh, that's the hottest pencil.
That's the hot spot.
That's where my daughter at.
If you don't get your back to school outfit from Justice for Girls, and you're a girl,
people
are gonna hate on you.
Why is it that when something's duty free, it seems like when you go on a cruise ship, and they got the one store, and it's like, this is duty free here. People line up, and Angel's right.
It's small.
It's 6%, but you're like, hey man, I'm getting getting a discount.
It hits that sensor in that brain that I can get over.
I'm getting over,
and you see, because it's the same people who you see in the casinos who have that bug in them, because you see them get off the boat and like, look at all this absolute. You're like,
meanwhile, there's no way you're gonna drink that all in one day.
Exactly. It's like, dude, you saved $16. Like, come on, man.
I always go look at the cigarettes and I'm like, ooh, I could sell cigarettes now. Obviously, I never would, because it's very legal.
But yeah, it's very legal. It's like squares.
But you do the math, and you're like, huh, I know a bunch of people that smoke, even though I don't.
Yeah. I think of business ideas like that. Like, I could really do something like this, but then I go, I don't have the discipline.
It's liquor and cigarettes, mostly in those places, right?
Yeah, which is what all the parents are doing while the kids are at school.
Antibiotics you can get, especially in Mexico. You can get good antibiotics.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you can get a bucket of antibiotics in Mexico.
For what you pay for antibiotics in the United States? I had a jar of what do you call it? What's the one that everyone uses?
Mexican chlamydia.
I had a jar amoxicillin this big for $20.
Just popping amoxicillins right and left.
When you don't have insurance, you go to Mexico and you get healed up.
Back in the day, Russ hit some rough times, and he was buying Mexican boner pills, and they were jumbo size, and it was sad because he was going through that. Remember when you were going through that?
And they're not as good.
They would jump up a little bit, get a little boner, and then. Ay, Dios mío.
It was an unquenchable craving for tacos and chorizo.
He'd be ready to go.
And I still have that.
Yeah.
Did you get that chorizo? It's not so chorizo. Good. It's chorizo, right?
Chorizo.
I call it chorizo.
No, it's chorizo.
Chorizo, right?
Chorizo.
Oh, man.
Chorizo.
No, it's really good. It's really good. It's
delicious.
No, I wish if we ate like this every day, we would be 500 pounds.
Going
I feel like we are 500 pounds. Also, somebody wrote in.
Heaviest morning show ever.
In the chat room on the YouTube. Also, things like paints, bins for organizing, things to decorate the classrooms. Bring those on skate night, too.
Yeah, no, Samantha,
thanks, Anthony.
Anthony gave you that information?
Yeah.
Ask Anthony if he can come tomorrow.
Oh, he would love to go.
Anthony, can you come tomorrow?
He would love to bring his girlfriend. He's already talked about it.
You know what? Give him those tickets to come tomorrow.
Oh, Anthony,
he will be
that.
So happy. There you go. And
Savannah read your question or your answer or whatever it was on the air.
I didn't know that's how the game works.
That's awesome.
I just made that up. But yeah, he can come tomorrow to the Universal Studios Orlando for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We've got several tickets to give away. I wanted to give to our YouTube people. So Anthony is...
he's a huge fan of the show, and that's awesome, man. I'm glad you did that, Russ.
Yeah, very good. We got all day long to do that.
Yeah,
so,
stop texting me for free tickets, poor friends. I'm tired of that.
Your email right there.
Oh, that clock just threw me off. That clock says it's 6:51.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
but it's 6:42.
I love it that we're on this big trailer right here next to these Velociraptors.
I know.
And it looks like we're part of, like, it feels like we're part of Universal
Studios. We're a part of something.
Like we're
hey, I'm very grateful that I get to come out here.
Are you kidding me?
This is Universal Studios. They like run the entertainment world. I'm proud to be on that banner.
100%.
You want to arm wrestle?
I will crush you. I'm ready to beat you.
Savannah, how's your arm today? Because yesterday you were telling us that still pain after 2 months of you were wrestling with
a
tortoise.
It hasn't been 2 months, and I wasn't wrestling the tortoise.
Okay, so you're saying
I was wrestling you, bitch.
So you're saying I exaggerate? Okay, so it's been a month.
Uh-huh.
And you were picking up a tortoise.
Yes.
And
fastest
your arm.
Fastest tortoise ever.
The fastest tortoise ever.
I got it. He can't catch me. Fasty feet.
Tortoise knocked you over and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And your arm still hurt. And you do have insurance.
Yes.
You just won't take time
it.
To do it.
No, she's saving it.
Saving it for what?
So she can use it all out for a more serious injury. Oh, like, yeah. Say, I don't know, gator gets her on the ankle. You know, this is going in for this would be a waste of insurance, right?
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Well, honestly, when you explain it like that, it makes sense.
I'm saving up my insurance points.
Well, here's the thing. When I didn't have insurance, I always got sick or hurt all the time.
I wish I had insurance. I'd use it every day.
I do. That's what I said. And then I have it. I haven't been to the doctor one time.
Savannah, I got to tell you, I was watching one of your videos the other day, and you put so many out. So I watch, you know, I watch them.
Oh, what are you trying to say? She's putting too much stuff up?
Did you feel that shade throw
up?
No.
Did you feel that? That was a little
passive. Oh, they're not perfect Mars videos like Russ likes to put up.
You are very consistent with your videos, so it's not like I watch every one of them, but I did stop
because you're so busy, right?
I'm very busy.
You have a ton of stuff to do.
I do. I've been a busy man.
And you don't have the extra power because their CPAP's drawing most of it off.
I'm losing power.
I was working my way to a compliment.
Oh, now I'm going to listen.
Take the longest way there.
Redo, Mulligan, sorry.
Anyway, and it was you and you were feeding this one big gator, right? And it accidentally grabbed a leaf or something.
Yeah.
And then you put the food in its mouth and then you start petting it.
That was Blackwater, right?
Yeah.
Blackwater, right?
And then Angel's on it.
And he's a beast. I love that dude.
Then you turn your eyes away and you're talking to the camera and I'm like, oh my God, that gator right now could just chomp her leg. It seemed like you weren't really paying attention.
Blackwater ain't like that.
So you trust that gator so much. I mean,
she knows him.
Yeah, it's Blackwater, dude.
Now, he does get crazy sometimes. Like, when the leaf hit him on the mouth.
Yeah.
And it was on a tree, right? That's where his sensors are. So he...
Man,
he
get off me.
I know, but, I mean, you were standing there and you're talking to the camera. I'm like, oh my God, if that gator right now wanted to grab her leg, it could do it. Like, I'm like, God, she's so crazy. I mean, it really did look... It looked very dangerous.
Well, it probably was very dangerous.
Oh, okay. I wasn't off on my
other. Ricardo, Blackwater is the one that, like...
Yeah.
When you do, like, mental images of, like, just a scare, like,
yeah,
that's the one. Yeah. I look up and he's, I was like, yep,
he ain't playing.
That's a Florida gator.
Well, what was I gonna tell you?
Do you think they have personalities? Do
absolutely,
the gators have personalities.
Absolutely, I like personalities. I don't care what size they are or what they really look like, but I'm super into their personalities for sure.
You still talk to them a lot?
Oh, I talk to him every day. Of them every day. Ricardo is having his own T-shirt.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
So I know you're a person of faith. So do you think dogs have souls? Does a dog have a soul?
You want to get technical? Yeah.
You do. Okay. So
because I want to have a dog coat.
Do you think cats have souls?
All dogs
do.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think alligators have souls?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you consider
all me and Blackwater go to heaven? We're gonna do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus is gonna love it.
Listen, if gators are in heaven, I want to be on the side that that's a scary looking gator.
Yeah, he's pretty scary looking, but he's awesome. Like he's doing a great job. He's being a great ambassador. And the reason that I'm doing those things is because for my TED Talk, when I do the TED Talk, Blackwater will be one of the star animals in the TED Talk.
Yeah. Do you ever, come close to one surprising you and snapping at you? And
every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did
I... Yesterday, I have video footage in my phone right now that would Nat Geo would be crying to have it.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you're saving up all of your points and insurance just in case somebody gets you?
No, not really. But yeah, let's say that.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
Why is Blackwater part of your presentation and not Ricardo?
Ricardo will be a main theme in the presentation, but Blackwater has to be in there too. We have to have diversity.
That's not fair. Ricardo's going to be like second bill, like on the bottom, not important.
No, Ricardo will be near the top.
But Blackwater is the.
No. Here's the thing. We're Gatorland, so there has to be a superstar alligator. Blackwater is the superstar alligator.
Oh, crocodile. Oh, so gators are up here. Yeah. Crocodiles are right here. So we got a little bit of a
Gatorland. Ricardo.
¿Qué pasa con esto, chicos? Yo no sé. Yo no sé qué pasa con esto, pero what's going on?
I have a t-shirt made for you.
Oh, look. Yeah! Oh, a t-shirt. Very nice. Muchas gracias.
And your face is on the front of the t-shirt.
I like that. You know what? I like that. But, Russ, I was hearing that...
Yeah, she said you're not the star of the TED Talk.
Sí, ¿qué pasa con este negro water? Eso. What? Eso es going to be... Why are you going to pick Blackwater and not me, Ricardo? I think I've been very good to you, mommy.
I think you've been amazing to me. And you know what? Your friend Carlos has to be in the TED Talk, too.
Oh, see.
Ask Ricardo.
See.
He didn't know that yet.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. Just cut me in on the t-shirt profit, okay?
Yeah, really. One of the two needs to be paid,
I'm sure. Yeah, 25% to conversation and 75% to Carlitos, you know? Okay? But look, mira, I'd be glad to be part of your event. I wear my chain. I wear my javallera. I have my little hands.
Guayabera.
I'm my guayabera.
When bits get real.
Thank you.
And you know what?
There's money involved now.
We're making you an obstacle course.
Okay, how about I do a little dancing around there?
Yes.
I see.
Right.
Yo soy Ricardo. I eat you in 2 seconds.
Well... If you get a chance, you want to watch Savannah's Facebook and Instagram and stuff because she comes really close.
You do every single time, and you're right, Russ. We take it for granted. We look at the video. She posts so much content. There's a dude right now named the Black Tarzan
love. His name's the real Tarzan.
Okay, he should be Black Tarzan because that's who he is, okay? He's basically – and Will Smith just recently posted about him.
And Diddy was just talking. He was just at Diddy's house yesterday.
He's blown up. But – he doesn't do even half as dangerous stuff as you do. And he has like 2 million followers right now.
Yeah,
also has an agent, and I don't have an agent.
Well, his agent says, don't get that close to those alligators.
That's
what you might need.
Yeah, stay with those porcupines. Stay with the porcupines. He had a porcupine like on his shoulder the other day.
Oh. It's still cool, obviously. I know that guy. When he comes back through here, I'm going to try to get him to come in on the show.
You should change your name to like the real Jane.
No.
The real Jane.
Yeah. You know, no. Tarzan Jane, y'all get on the road. What's up?
The most dangerous thing you did so far was wrestle a tortoise, so I'm not watching that. I see why this guy has more.
I didn't wrestle nobody. She wrestles me, that's her.
I think it's pretty ridiculous that's the only way I've gotten hurt there, too, is by the tortoise.
It is kind of ironic.
Think about it, yeah. Of all the animals that hurt you.
But you have to know, like, this particular... Okay, so a sulcata tortoise comes from Africa. They are notoriously grumpy, and people get them all the time.
Grumpy old tortoise.
Get off of my lawn!
People get them all the time when they're little and cute.
You should call him Dirty Jim. A grumpy old tortoise.
They're old, bald, and grumpy.
And people try to keep them in their backyard. Well, they always escape because you don't realize what a problem they are. And they are aggressive tortoises. Yeah. I don't hate tortoises.
I have no problem, woman. You just yell. I am from Africa. I will bow you over.
Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. I'm the turtle now. I'm the turtle. And he nails you up.
They're fast and grumpy, and they will knock you
down.
They're
literally slow.
No, they're really not as slow as you think.
How fast is a turtle?
I mean, it can probably go 2 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
How fast can you go?
I can go faster than that, but see, they're smart. They try to get you off guard.
So they outsmarted you.
They're kind of crazy things.
They did beat a hare once. I do know that.
That's right. They outsmarted the hare.
Outsmarted the hare.
Good point.
Yeah. And they're ninjas as well.
Yeah,
some of them.
They are. I've had had a tortoise knock me over into a retic cage, and I almost got eaten.
Oh, my God.
Into a what cage?
A reticulated python cage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was going after
like
you.
Straight wrestling move. Like, one went behind my feet while I wasn't watching.
You got her?
One went in the front, and then that one turned and knocked me backwards. And then I hit my head and busted it open on concrete.
Oh, damn.
As a snake was coming
in
after
Africa,
me.
We call that the old switcheroo.
How was the concrete? I'm curious.
The concrete.
Oh, damn. Russ has got it in for you today.
You do?
I do not.
We don't want to go back to the CPAP, how you drew all the power out of your neighborhood.
Hey, I do want to remind everybody that this coming Sunday night, Manny, firefighter,
yeah.
is going to be on that TV show. Food Network Stars, and he's right here from Orlando. Manny, the firefighter, and you got to kind of watch and wish him luck. He's going to do a big party on Sunday night, Angel, out at the place that you go all the time.
Yeah, Harry Buffalo. And Harry Buffalo. Party of his the show.
Yeah,
it's the
finals. Finale. Yeah, yeah, he's okay. And so if he wins, he's going to win his own TV show. And I got to tell you, just from meeting him.
Man, he seems like he could be a star.
He'd be a strong candidate. So good luck to you, Manny. We hope you win. If you want to win tickets for tomorrow at Universal Studios with us right here, we're here now at Universal Studios. It's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show tomorrow. If you want to join us, get on the line. We have a trivia question. And if you win, you could take something with you. So it's 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Because today is a new day and another chance to give up completely.
This is what it's come to. Afternoon unemployed drinking.
Real radio. Yo, yo. 104.1.
From
Real.
Radio. Real radio.
Hey, the Triple R segment of 7 is brought to you by it's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Myhomebuildersnetwork.com. A buddy, Mike the Home Builder, can help you if you're having a problem with your roof. And they're really, really focusing on that right now because it's, you know, the start of the season where it's rainy every single day. Your roof might be leaking. They can help you with that. If it's a small repair, they can do it. Or an entire new roof, they can help you. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Mike the Home Builder is a fourth generation contractor, does a great job. It's the guy I use anytime I have any problems with my house. I call Mike the Home Builder. But right now they're really focusing on helping people get their roof fixed because of all the rain. So get hold of them by going to myhomebuildersnetwork.com. You'll love dealing with Mike the Home Builder. Great guy, and like I say, fourth generation contractor, and he can fix anything. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, Carlos, all here today, and we are live at Universal Studios Orlando. Excited about tomorrow because it's Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And now Angel will show you what kind of prize we have in the prize pinata.
Jeff, you can turn that up a little bit. Let that ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah, we'll do that little awkward pause for that one guy.
Just that one guy.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company. The easiest thing for you to do is go to the website. Go to centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Put your information there and then let them know you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning. And that's how you get your discount for your move. It's hot. It's summertime. If you want somebody to help you or do the move for you.
And they'll do it right.
Yeah, and then you can concentrate on the other things that happen with your move. Hit them up at CentoMoving.com.
Hey, just saw Rodney the Gator Hunter out there riding around in his cart. Is that all he does is ride around in golf carts
right
here?
That's pretty much it.
I'm sure he does.
He actually is a safety guy. I shouldn't say exactly what he does, I hear, but he's the guy.
Maybe I shouldn't say what he does.
He works at the Simpson Tribe. Okay. There. Okay. All right.
What is it with Lowe's that just sabotaging people's jobs? Whether it's trivia, whether
I can't help it. I can't help it.
He's Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
All right, so the prize that everyone wants, we got 2-day, 2-park passes here to Universal Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios. And
yeah, it's for both parks.
Yeah.
So when you win these for tomorrow, you can go to both parks. And listen, you're not required to hang out with us all day long.
Yes,
but
you are.
But you're required to come here at 10 o'clock.
That's when you're going to get your $25 gift card.
And take a big photo with us. That's when you'll get your gift card for $25. We just want to take a photo with everybody so we can remember this great day that Universal Studios has made possible for all all of us to do. And so, you know, be here at 10 for the photo. And then, you know, if you want to go ride rides with us, that's cool. If you want to eat lunch with us at the Monster Cafe,
if you want to go to the bathroom with us, that's awesome.
And if you want to end
do
up...
Do not say that, Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah, that's...
My one last thing, there's going to be a line of dudes like, so when do we do the bathroom ride with Savannah? Because I'm ready to go.
At the end of the day, if you want to end up at Finnegan's, the Irish bar with me and a bunch of folks,
that's where I'm going.
We'd I'd love to see you there for that. So that's happening tomorrow.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
All right, very good. All right, so we're a little different setup. So you tell me who we have.
Patrick on line one.
All right, Patrick on line one. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, buddy. Okay, now you got to sound excited if you win, okay?
Yeah, speak up, buddy.
All right.
All right, very good.
Okay. I like that. All right.
I've got two different questions. One is movies and one is WWE. Which path would you like to take?
Man.
Let's go with movies.
Movies. All right, very good. All right, so here's the deal. I'll ask you the question. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, you've got four monsters here that can help you. You've got Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, or Carlos, okay?
You got it.
Good luck, buddy. Here we go. NSYNC made a cameo in this movie, all in a background scene, but they were cut out of it for the final version. What movie was NSYNC in? The entire band was in it, but they cut them out at the last moment. It's a really famous movie.
Oh, I know.
Take a guess, and if you don't get it, don't be Googling it, man. Just take a guess.
Guess now.
You got 5 seconds.
Come on, man. Have some honor.
5, 4, 3.
Mission Impossible.
Huh? Mission Impossible is incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel, Carlos, Savannah, or Angel?
Carlos, the AK Black Bean. Come on, man.
All right, brother. I want you to win. I love your Black Bean reference. Very cute.
Here we go, Carlos. Here's your question. Did I say Angel... Carlos,
you didn't even
Savannah,
mention Ryan.
Ryan Holmes, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. Angel just
said
looked
Angel
at
Angel twice.
I said Angel twice. All right, he's big guy.
He's big dude.
Carlos, here we go. If you get it right, he gets to this listener gets to go with us tomorrow. NSYNC made a cameo in this movie, all in the background, in a background scene, but they were cut out of the final version. What movie was all of NSYNC in?
Russ, was it Star Wars: The Phantom Menace?
It was not The Phantom Menace. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Next caller.
You did that because he called me
back. Next we have...
I did not. Damn, I really thought that was it. I'm so sorry, man. I really thought that was it. I must have messed up which one.
Brian, on line two.
Brian, on line two. You're on Real Radio. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. NSYNC made a cameo in this movie, all in a background scene, but they were cut out of the final version. What movie was it?
Don't you Google it.
Five, four,
The Avengers.
The Avengers is incorrect. Who do you want to help? You've got Savannah, you've got Angel, and what's your name then?
Angel.
You should go.
And Ryan Holmes.
Sir, you should pick the biggest pop music fan on the show, which is me.
But or you could pick the guy who does trivia, which is me.
Yeah, but you don't know about pop music.
I definitely know about movies and pop music, and I got this one.
Who do you want to pick, sir?
I'm going to go with the beautiful ladybug dress girl, Savannah.
Savannah. Okay. All right, Savannah. NSYNC made a cameo in this movie, all in a background scene, but they were cut out of the final version. What movie was it?
Okay, sir, I'm going to give you three options. One is one of the best films I've ever seen that Britney Spears starred in. It's called Crossroads, and I figure they might have been in there. Two is Titanic. I think they might have been the band playing the violins in there, fakely. And three, I'm going to go Starship Troopers. So... you pick one of those three. Man. I think it's going to be one of them. What? You already missed it.
No, I have legal counsel ready to back up my answer.
Can I get a can I get a hint, Russ?
No.
Why?
Because you just named three things.
Yeah.
I gave him three options.
I'm the best at pop music. No, more hints.
Which one do you want to go with?
I want a hint.
I'd like to go with Angel.
Too late, sir. You've made your choice. You got to stick with it.
Which one of those are you going with, Savannah?
Oh, God.
You pick, buddy.
Starship Troopers.
That's wrong.
Man.
All right.
Starship Troopers is such a great film.
All right, next person. Who we have, Angel? Sorry, sir.
We have on line three. It looks like it is... Marsha.
You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Marsha?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm want to win those tickets.
All right, good luck to you. NSYNC made a cameo in this movie, all in a background scene. They were cut out of the final version. What movie was it?
Oh, I'm going to go with
5.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
That's a cute guess, girl. What, one of them were the raptors?
Oh, yeah.
Do you got Chris Kirkpatrick going, rawr!
Who do you want helping you? Do you want Angel or do you want Ryan Holmes?
Angel.
Angel.
He's a cutie.
Angel.
Come on, Angel.
Come on, Buttercup.
NSYNC made a cameo in this movie. They were cut out of the final scene. What do you think it was? And somebody was tapping on the door. They just tapped on the wrong door.
Yep.
Starship Troopers 2.
I know it is.
It was that Britney movie. Did you hear what? Did you remember what Savannah said?
It was about Bone Thugs and Harmony. Is their movie?
Which one?
Man.
Which one?
Spaceballs. I think he's doing Spaceballs.
I think I'm getting a ton of disinformation there right now. It's either, Marsha, it's either, I'm getting screamed in the ear by it's Crossroads or one of the Star Wars movies.
Kung Fury.
Which one do you want to say?
One of the... Stop! You got to get him doing that. What do you think, Marsha?
I think it's... Gosh.
What are you doing?
He's hitting his symbol. What
the hell is that? All right, you know what? We're gonna go, Marsha. We're gonna go with one of the Star Wars movies.
No, you got to say which one.
All right.
What's the last one?
Star Wars: The End.
Yeah.
Angel looks so bothered.
Yeah.
He's
so frustrated. Oh, we need an answer. Five.
Come on, the Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Man.
All right, who's up next?
Man.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Vlogging Molly's tripping right now.
Oh yeah, she's flipping out. I'm sure.
We have Lucy or Lucci.
Lucci. Lucci, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Lucci?
Oh, good morning, Ross. Good morning, Monsters.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, Lucci.
NSYNC made a cameo in this movie. All of them were in a background scene, but it was cut out of the final version. What was it?
I don't know, but it might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Nice.
I heard this somewhere, Ross. It's an episode. I think it's Attack of the Clones.
It is Attack of the Clones. That's right. Congratulations.
Man.
You had enough time to Google it, but God bless you.
Oh, man.
I am mad at you because I would have never guessed that.
You would? Yeah.
That's what I was doing a clone over here. I don't
know. Yeah, I was attack.
Oh, he was doing attack. I thought he was doing the whack. You know what I'm saying?
Totally looked like something else, Russ.
All right, buddy. Will you join us tomorrow? Oh,
I can't make it. I got a thing. Lucci's very busy. I sell gold.
Come on down to Lucci's Emporium tomorrow during Monster Appreciation Day, half off.
As big as NSYNC was at the time or whatever, I'm surprised they cut them out.
Why would they? It didn't matter. They were in Starship. They were in
Starship Troopers 4.
No. They were in the Stormtrooper suits.
Yeah. Oh.
So you didn't know who they were anyway.
Oh, you couldn't actually.
Yeah.
It's still cool though.
Yeah. Of course it was cool. Actually, Sting.
They got cut out. If you want to do it, you want to do it like James Bond. He got to stay in the movie.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people that were stormtroopers. I think Chris Pratt wasn't. Like a bunch, but like that's like the thing they do, I guess, to hook up giant famous people.
Well, I'm glad no one picked me because I would have said My Big Fat Greek Wedding. One of them is in it, and I figured the other four would have showed up somewhere in the background.
Oh,
all right, buddy. Well, listen. Are you going to join us tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure, Russ, yes.
All right, very
awesome,
good.
Lucci.
All right, that's tomorrow, and it's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, Universal Studios Orlando.
Sure.
We'll be here tomorrow. Actually, we'll be live on the air tomorrow as well, picking
there.
The music we like to, we want to play for you, so it's tomorrow on Real Radio. I have another trivia question with another pair of tickets to give out when we come back, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Real There you go, another breakfast is good. We want to thank Universal Studios for Orlando for having us out here. It's the Monsters of the Morning, and we're live at Universal. If you come to Universal today, come by and say hi to us. We're right here at the broadcast studio. Right when you walk in, you take a right, and you'll see the broadcast studio. Wave at us through the glass. We just saw Rodney the Gator Hunter. Now, it's not actually open yet.
He's hunting gators out here.
Yeah, man.
It'll be open here in a minute or two, but when you come by, say hi. And then we're going to be live tomorrow morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we'll do our Monster Fan Appreciation Show here tomorrow. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos all here today, and we've got one more pair of tickets to give away. So,
We got Dan.
We got Dan?
Yeah, Dan's on. Is Dan still on the line, Jeff?
All right. I'll wait for the music.
Yo, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Oh damn! Old school.
All right, Dan. I got a trivia question for you. If you win, will you come out here tomorrow and hang out with us for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show?
Yes, I will come out. I want to see some alligators.
Okay.
Well, there won't be alligators, but there'll be on the Spider-Man ride. I believe there's some.
Oh, really?
I think there's a crocodile character, maybe.
Oh, is it?
Maybe not. I'm making this up.
All right. Well, here I'll read your question. If you get it right. You know, you got to answer within 5 seconds. A lot of people are trying to Google.
Yeah.
Answer the question if you can. If you can't, throw something out there, and then pick a monster to help you if you don't get it right. Okay.
I got one question.
What's that?
What's Google?
Good. Okay.
I like that.
Very good. All right. Okay. What WWE wrestler is the mayor in a Knoxville County? It's Knox County in Tennessee. What WWE wrestler is a mayor in Knox County, Tennessee?
Sir Hung-A-Lot
is wrong. Who do you want to help you? You've got Ryan Holmes, you've got Angel, Savannah, or Carlos?
Let's go with Carlos.
All right, bro.
Carlos, what WWE wrestler is mayor in Knox County, Tennessee?
WWE,
a wrestler, big name. I was surprised. Yes.
Does he wear gaiters?
I'm not telling you.
Does he go limo riding?
I'm not telling you.
Does he paint houses on the weekends and kids' birthday parties?
Well, Tennessee. I think the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, is from Tennessee, so I'm going to go with Ric Flair.
God, that's a terrible answer. He's from South Carolina, no, that's not it.
How did you not know that?
Who do we have next?
I don't know.
Go with Eddie. Is he still there, Ellen Fritz?
Eddie.
Hey, what's up, monsters?
What's that?
Hey, hold on. Oh, 1 second.
That's your show, Eddie.
Eddie, come on, man.
Eddie, you ready?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I am.
Eddie, what WWE wrestler is the mayor in Knox County, Tennessee?
Man, I'm pretty sure you guys talked about this, but is it Kane?
It is Kane. You know, we didn't talk about it.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Yeah, Kane, the guy.
Man, the YouTube people had it first. Like, they're so fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had it like 15 minutes before you asked the question.
It was national news last night because he just won.
Oh, wow, he did?
Yeah. He just won, and big old Kane. You know, and I thought he was burnt in 90% of his body. But
yeah, because that's how he was thrown in pits of hell. Yeah. And his brother Undertaker saved him.
Remember when Undertaker tried to beat you up?
That was a scary day.
Hey, sir, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow at the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. But yeah, that was the whole gimmick with Kane, is that he was supposed to be the Undertaker's brother.
Yeah,
And the orphanage they lived in burned down, right? And he's horribly burnt, and that's the reason he wore the mask.
How great, though, that this guy who his whole career he'd spent being, you know, covered by a mask, and now he's fully out there in a very, what is supposed to be a prestigious
dignified
position. You know,
he's
dignified.
He's the mayor of Knox, Tennessee.
Kane unmasked for the dance.
He did actually start to wrestle without his mask on, and I don't think they ever explained why he wasn't still burnt.
No, they never did. I actually just watched a YouTube video on that the other day.
Oh, did you really?
They never explained why he went off and
so
on.
So many unanswered questions.
I can only hope that wherever he's mayor, he wears his mask everywhere.
Like,
how cool would it be for a fully masked, like, luchador to be the mayor of somewhere and never go out without their mask
on? They showed him out on the street in Knox County, Tennessee, with the sign, "Vote for Kane for mayor."
Is he Democrat? Republican? Libertarian?
I don't know. He's a big guy.
He's a carnivore.
He looked happy. He was smiling.
Dude, if you have some fame, and he was very well known. I mean, he was a superstar at one point.
He was, but a superstar with a mask is...
And he didn't talk on top of it. But that goes to show how powerful celebrity is. You know,
well, I think in his particular county where he lives or whatever, he'd done a lot of like
community work.
Oh, great. He was well known for being more than just a wrestler.
And then they got this
doing a lot of things for conservation. I hope y'all vote for me. My name's Kane.
Yeah, how funny if that was his voice, you know?
This is how I talk. Don't make fun of me. I already got burned.
You got burned on 90% of your body.
Oh,
right?
I just did a funny voice.
Yeah.
Now keep
it going for every show.
yeah, talk soft like that.
Yeah, your funny voice is just you being quiet.
Just lowered volume.
You better, shut up. You better shut your mouth, space pig. You know you drained all the power out of alcohol last night.
Now, this is the wife I want to see with Tiny Irish Coach. Yeah. That's what I like.
You know, the thing about Duquesne is he's a good man, but he's very tiny. I'm also tiny.
I thought you talked too much.
Oh, there she goes, back to normal.
I thought you talked a lot.
I'm sorry, my wife. I'm very sorry. Don't you love Orlando?
Go get me some potatoes.
I'm the Tiny Irish Orlando Coach, and I'm very scared of the
get
giant.
Get in my pocket.
What happened to Tiny Kane?
Hey, listen, when we come back, at the beginning of the show, our texting service was not up, and then we just kind of got it fixed. And I guess the first thing that we did this morning is we said that Ryan Holmes needed a catchphrase. And a lot of people were texting in ideas for you, Ryan Holmes. So we can do that and see which catchphrase you like the best.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to love that.
Eat more watermelon.
You'll learn that when you're the focus, it's a lot of fun.
It's great. Oh,
it's great.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Reveal more about yourself than anyone really wants to know.
I was born without nipples.
Call now. Toll free. 888-978-1041.
Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters Mornings, River Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We are live at Universal Orlando. I want to remind you, they got the coolest ride. If you have not been on the new Fast and Furious ride, it's awesome. You got to check it out.
It is awesome, man.
I really liked it.
Start your engines. Fast and the Furious Supercharged is now open at Universal Orlando Resort. Now you and your family can join the Fast family on an authentic, immersive experience where you can feel like you step into your favorite Fast and the Furious film.
Yes. And we'll be here, you know, tomorrow. We'll go to try to ride that all together. It's a great ride. We'll be
it's
here
all
tomorrow.
All about family.
Yeah, all about family. What a quarter mile at a time, right? It's a Monster Fan Appreciation Show tomorrow here at Universal Studios. We still have a lot of tickets to give away, and we'll do that here in a little bit. And I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos all here. I just got a text, and it's like, oh, I'm in the studio. Where y'all at?
Oh, my God.
Damn. And I'm like, no, not only that, then he proceeded to hit everybody else up.
Oh my
where are
God,
you guys at?
And I'm really? Like, dude, do you not listen to the show?
He didn't even listen on the way here.
And that's what Ryan Holmes said. And I said, Ryan, what you don't know is Jeff Howell only listens to one thing in his car. And I am not kidding you. He only listens to Jeff Howell music. He listens to his own CD all the time.
That's some psychopathic behavior.
Yeah.
So where is he?
He's at the radio station.
He's in Maitland.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
He didn't even listen on the
right.
way.
No, he was listening to.
I don't understand.
He was listening to Jeff Howell.
Why would I listen to y'all? I don't like y'all when I'm not there.
he's listening to himself. sorry, Jeff. We've been saying all week long we're going to be at Universal. I am sorry. He hasn't come in a couple weeks, so I didn't know he'd be by. So
that's
sorry,
really
sorry.
Funny.
I'm sure he's
not listening to this right now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's not listening. No. But I'm sure he misses us terribly. But I'm also sure he wants to ask you to go buy you the Red Dog Pub.
Are y'all going
to
pay my gas because I drove all
the
way?
Yeah, I mean, I brought blue cheese this time for once. It'll be great.
right. Yeah. His truck runs on blue cheese. anyway, so Ryan, so we were saying earlier this morning when we opened up the show, you know, I introduce everybody, and it's like, you know, the Angel of Boom, you know, Savannah the Gator Entertainer.
Right.
We got, you know, Carlos, Mr. Positive? No,
Man of Motivation.
Yeah, Mr. Motivation.
Whatever.
And they all got a cool thing they say after you do that.
And then they got a cool thing they say
after. It's very natural, and we all came to it very naturally.
When I introduce Angel, I say Angel of Boom, and you say what?
Okay,
yeah, right. And then I say Savannah, the Gator Entertainer. You say what?
Hey, y'all.
And then when I say Carlos, Mr. Motivation.
I say, to the top, never stop, baby.
All right, so, and I introduced you. You had nothing.
I say catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
That was cute the first time.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just slowly beginning to grate on our nerves.
So what's really nice is when listeners come up with ideas for you.
Because what they do is they take your physical features and then turn them into a weapon and verify all your fears.
Now, the first one I think Angels read to me that someone said was very cute. And I think it's, you know, I say Ryan Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Holmes, it was like, what's poppin'?
Yeah, that's cute.
Get it, popcorn. Yeah.
But I like this one. Here's another cute one. Hey, guys, I'm Ugly Sloth Man. Which is very just to the point and mean.
Yeah, we're trying to. Hey, ugly sloth man.
Ugly sloth man.
What if you just.
That rolls off the tongue pretty good.
I like that.
What if, I remember 90s radio. This is how you get a nickname, and I do not want it.
You know, people would remember Ugly Sloth Man. I got to tell you.
I'm telling you, I see the shirts now. Ryan's face.
Ryan Holmes, Ugly Sloth Man.
I can't wait to sit in a room for 20 years and hate you.
Oh, it won't take that long. I won't last that long.
We're well on our way right now.
What if you have an alter ego named Awkwardian?
Okay, where are we going with this?
You're the awkward alien, like Awkwardian, right?
Awkwardian here?
So when Russ goes, and Ryan Holmes, just don't say anything and make it awkward. And then when
kinda
people
like you explaining this.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go back with
it's
the ugly
It's hard to say Awkwardian.
Okay, what do you want to be known as? Like, it's kind of like, you know, with Angel, it's his Puerto Rican descent. It's something interesting. What is he saying? I don't even know what he's saying, and I speak Spanish. Mm. And for me, it's my catchphrase. I've been saying it almost my, you know, since I was a young teen or whatever. And Russ has his, you know, he's the whole, you still wanted the best, you got the best. That's from Kiss, and he loves Kiss. He said it every single day on the air.
Every single day.
Hey, y'all, people know it. People love it. It's on overalls across Tennessee.
Yeah, mine was really simple. It was basically a greeting.
Yeah. And yours, what do you want to be known? You set the tone of the show with what you say with this. It's very important.
I'm writing the really good ones down. So I wrote down what's popping and Ugly Sloth Man.
And for example, do you remember Dirty Jim's catchphrase? Exactly.
Oh. Yeah. Point well made.
He always just said good morning or something like that.
Yeah. No. Well, here's the problem. Yep. I'm Ryan Holmes. Actor, comedian, business entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
But here's what happens to me all the time. Here's what people remember. Walker Stalker guy came in the other day and he goes, hot dog guy.
Hot dog guy. Okay, well, Angel's got some good for the texting service. You can text us at 770-3-1. If you come up with one that we can use, we'll give you tickets to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Oh, he's whispering.
They're confirmed.
Okay. So you go, Ryan Holmes,
Faux Monarch.
I like it. Faux Monarch.
The king of dumb Mark.
No. So, hit us up on text and 77031 is popping.
I probably will say, and comedian Ryan Holmes.
Yeah.
You're really putting some noggin to that.
You're going the Bobcat Goldthwait route. Yeah. I like that.
Angel from the YouTube chat said you should be Watermelon Man. Oh. Right, and Ryan Holmes.
Watermelon Man.
No. How about this?
Okay.
Ryan Holmes. Mm-hmm. Not related to John.
Didn't eat enough watermelon.
Hey, that's from Texan. I didn't come up with
that. Okay.
This is hard. This is why I've just been going with catchphrase. I'm like, it'll come to me.
From the 0825, just know it went over horribly.
Yeah. let's see here. I like the popping angle, but do you want to be known as just the kettle corn guy? It's a good gimmick. You want to be known as
kettle
comedian?
Kettle corn king. Kettle corn king's pretty good.
What you want to be known as comedian. That's your main thing. What about tip the bar staff, folks? Something like that. Oh, get you going.
Yeah. I'll be here all week.
I do like that one. I like that one.
I'm going to write it down.
I like that.
Yeah, but other people use that. That's not really fair.
No, but that's...
No, they don't. No, really bad like comics that use that.
Yeah, I'll be here all week. You know, like, I'll be here all week.
It's like, I'm such a bad comic. I only got this gig, and I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
All right, coming in on the Texan.
I like this one.
Ryan Holmes.
Oh, me so Holmesy.
I like that.
Oh, Miso so Holmes.
That gets me laughing. I like that.
Hold on. Miso Holmes.
Oh, Miso Holmes.
Oh, Miso Holmes.
I love. Who said that? Miso Holmes. Okay, so let's
That's from the 2388, sir. I got you on file.
Okay, right. So far we got. I'm Ryan Holmes. What's popping? Ugly Sloth Man. I'll be here all week.
Ugly Sloth Man made the list.
Ugly Sloth Man's up in the top.
And owe me so horny. No, owe me so Holmesy.
If we put a poll of this, Ugly Sloth Man is going to
win. You know it's going
to
win.
I think it is.
That's McMacface.
Exactly, yeah, McBoatface.
McBoatface.
All right, let's get one. Once again, so at the beginning of the show, I introduce everybody. And I would say, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, me so Holmesy.
I like that.
It doesn't roll off the tongue quick enough.
All right, well, from YouTube, we got Adam on YouTube. He says...
I'm sorry. Can hold that for a second? Yeah. Can we just go through these to see which ones fit well?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got What's Poppin', Ugly Sloth Man, I'll Be Here All Week, and I'm so... Owe Me Holmesy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
My initial salvo of a joke, I did not think was going to stick around.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Sloth Man.
Oh, so good!
God, that's so good.
It's so good.
Okay,
like,
God, that's good. Let's try What's Poppin', right? Okay. Comedian Ryan Holmes.
What's Poppin', Russ?
I'm knocking that off the list.
Scratch it out.
Can you do Ugly Sloth Man again? Hold on.
Yeah, we're just going to see. We're just going to kind of. We're going to see.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Sloth Man.
Yeah! Okay, it's fatal.
And you seem really proud when you say it.
Try I'll Be Here All Week. Here we go.
Okay,
hey, and ladies and gentlemen, it's comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'll Be Here All Week.
Yeah. Damn it, that felt
I'm marking that one off. That's not it.
Yeah. All right, we got to keep...
Miso Holmesy.
Right? Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, Miso Holmesy.
Okay, it's those two are staying on.
It's a head-to-head battle.
Okay, so we got Ugly Sloth Man and Miso Holmesy are still good.
You changed your delivery.
Yeah,
and
you
did. And that works in your favor. Yeah. It sounded a lot better that time.
Yeah. Okay, now what was the other one from the YouTube? By the way, we're live on YouTube today, and we're also live at Universal Studios Orlando, which we love being here, and they've given 100 tickets out to Monster fans for tomorrow. And if you didn't win tickets, you still can join us tomorrow along with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, Miso Holmesy.
He's really pushing that one. He's really pushing that. No, try the other.
I like that one.
Try the other one again. The Ugly Sloth Man. And with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Sloth Man.
No, that's not fair.
I still like it.
Yeah.
Still like it. Okay.
No,
what's next?
Adam on YouTube. Adam Smith is in the chat room on YouTube, and he says, "I should say." Introduce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
It's Elementary, Dr. Rollins.
No. Russ,
like a Sherlock thing?
I do like that Dr. Rollins.
You tell that guy to never send you a message ever again.
Tell that person to lose your number.
Yeah, he's a 12-hour band on messages.
Yeah. That was not good. Yeah.
That went horribly wrong.
Two are starting to rise to the top.
give me something better than Ugly Sloth Man and Miso Holmesy, because that's what we're leaning towards.
What about Holmes in the House?
No.
It's going to be Ugly Sloth Man. We know it's always going to be
Miso Holmesy.
No. Miso Holmesy. We'll let people vote.
Let's do a poll online.
What if we combined them?
Oh.
And you said, and comedian Ryan Holmes, and he said Ugly Sloth Man, Miso Holmesy.
Oh.
All right, let's see how that works. Okay.
Oh, Miso Slothy.
No.
Oh, Miso Ugly. Try that.
Oh, Miso Ugly. Dance, puppet dance.
Wait, try to combine the two, Ryan. I think it's good.
I think I'm going to pass out right now. Hold on. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Holmesy don't play that.
Yeah!
That's not
bad. Angel liked that one.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that was his mechanic that he wanted to get on.
No, it was
awful.
You know.
I get it.
But it's too cool.
Hold on. I'm going to write it down.
It's too cool for you.
Hold on. Let me write it down.
I hope a turtle takes you out tomorrow. My God.
You just got to pay me.
What was it again? Holmesy
don't play that. Yeah.
Write it down. Hold on. That's not bad, actually. Hold on. Holmesy.
Yeah, YouTube has some good ones in there. We're trying to weed them out.
Play. That. Okay, now I need you to do it for me one time.
I want to see how you wrote that, Russ.
Yeah.
And when we Holmesy don't play that?
Okay.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Holmesy don't play that.
Damn, I fell short.
The delivery. The delivery wasn't there.
Yeah, delivery.
The delivery wasn't tight. He can't deliver that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What other ideas do we have on the texting service? 77031. This is a little catchphrase that Ryan Holmes would say after he's introduced on the show.
Can you say the Prince of Denmark in a funny voice? Okay, so let's Russ set you up. So, you know, you kind of throw it on us. We don't know what to expect. And go.
Okay. Russ. You ready? Right. Hey, you're right here. I know. The producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Here we're local.
Carlos Navarro, the Mr. Motivation, to my right.
To the top, never stop, baby.
Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Hey, y'all.
And comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'm the King of Denmark.
Wow.
I like that.
I was really trying to help you out.
I love that. I knew there was something there, and that delivery was tight. And I really like
it. I'm the King of Denmark.
I'm the King of Denmark. I'm really trying to help you out, but that's
I can see t-shirts too. I'm the King of Denmark. Oh, that's.
I have one more from the YouTube chat. And it makes more sense than Miso Holmesy is Miso Corny.
That can hit on different levels.
Oh, and then you got the kettle corn.
And you're a bit corny as well, you know? So you got that.
Miso Corny. Okay, let's try that, okay? ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, Miso Corny, Ugly Sloth Face Man from Denmark.
to them all.
A little too much.
I love it.
King of Denmark is pretty good.
King of Denmark.
Whose idea was King of Denmark?
Somebody, that was mine. No, it was not. It was somebody in the YouTube chat.
I didn't even see that.
Find out who that was. They said Prince.
I said King. So there. It's McDowell's and McDonald's.
So you're not somewhere getting tickets.
Let me get him tickets. Let me see. Was it from there?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right. I'll give it to them. You know what? Whoever gets picked, Universal tickets.
Not for nothing, but Texans are responded already, and King of Denmark is an overwhelming favorite.
Even better than Ugly Sloth Man. Yeah.
Now, can we try it when we come back from break? Can we try it like we start the show over?
We still got 7 minutes, man.
No. No, but whatever we kind of think, maybe in the next break when we come back.
I think we try new ones every time we come back.
I do it almost every time we come back from to remind the audience who all sitting here because you know you're new and all. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the texters helping me out.
They're really not.
You two people are great. I love you.
We have any new ones? Because right now I'm stuck with Ugly Sloth Man, Owe Me So Holmesy, and King of Denmark.
I'm going to rattle these off, right?
Okay.
Right. Who's up for some cornhole?
Oh man. Different show.
Blue Blood on YouTube says, how about the Prince of D?
Prince of what?
Prince of D, just shortened in Denmark.
Stupid.
Holmesy in the house.
Yeah, that's good.
Here's Ryan Holmes, not John.
Yeah,
that guy's really trying to do the John joke.
He's like, I just get this porn 70s joke.
Yeah, there's like three people that who know that is,
and nobody knows who John Holmes is.
What if you did? What if you called yourself the Royal Jester?
Ooh, the Royal Jester.
All right, that's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes,
the Royal Jester.
No, you blew it.
Yeah. Yours is just, hey, y'all.
Why are you trying to turn this around?
That's a classic. People would kill for Hey Y'all. She's pushed it for years. You know who tried to
rip off Hey Y'all is Reese Witherspoon.
Absolutely. Started
doing it, and Savannah's did it years ago.
Yeah. I'm an innovator, bitch. Yeah. So why don't you sit over there with your ugly sloth face and mind your corn business.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you're invited today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had self-esteem. Who needs that?
Well, I think...
Man, we got these three. That's all we're... let's see. What else we
got? Let's see. Hold on. Let's see what we got here.
I like the YouTube people. The texters, I've seen some of these texters. They're mean people.
The texters are way meaner than the YouTube people.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It is so
funny.
I'd
like to see them do a battle royale, like a Walking Dead Final Kingdom battle. The texters against the YouTube people.
Well, the YouTube people are nicer because we can see them. And
there's accountability.
We can track them down.
Yeah, but the texters, we have your number.
I always have a great experience with the texters.
They're always sweethearts.
I love them.
Is this something we should maybe ask them to vote? Like, text in which one you like to vote.
No, put a poll.
Put a poll on the website.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Blog of Molly is here. Let's ask.
Give me the three that we're going to do.
Okay, here's the three that we...
why don't you give this three again, Rex?
It's...
Let him do it every time.
You know what number one, number two, and three is, right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly sloth face man.
Okay, you threw face in there. You got to do it right and deliver it well. Come on, ready?
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly sloth man. I like that tight ugly
That's
sloth
pretty good.
Man.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, now this Me So Holmesy. Ready? Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, Me So Holmesy.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's fun.
I like the cadence to it. The delivery's good. Yeah. And now it's a King of Denmark. Here, ladies and gentlemen, with comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'm the King of Denmark. Man.
I
know which one I'm voting for.
That's killing it.
Okay, so those three you can vote on either on the website or you can text it to us at 77031.
We'll get the poll up here momentarily. Didn't mean to say it that way.
Do you like Ugly Sloth Man, Owe Me So Holmesy, or I'm the King of Denmark? You got to say the whole thing. I just had
King awesome. You know what? The guy who said I'm looking back now at the YouTube chat who said he said Prince of Denmark and then you said King of Denmark. He's Ron. Congratulations, Ron. He already was booking a hotel just hoping.
We're going to do the vote though.
We'll do the vote. But his suggestion. It made the list.
So Ron, you won tickets, man. Congratulations, Ron from Ocala. Ron. Yeah,
just from being on the YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're live on our Monster YouTube channel now, and we're going to come up with ways to give out the rest of these tickets that we have. So you want to keep listening. We should give it to a texter.
We should give it to a texter. I think that'd be cool.
We would just write down their phone number because we do have their phone numbers, right?
Yeah. You can text them back, right? And they can call the station.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'll let them know who to get a hold of.
Okay, so we'll get a texter who will win some tickets for tomorrow.
See, but here's, and this is what happens, right? So you say that, and then instantly the next 10 texts, sorry, I want tickets.
Yeah. It's got to be it's random.
You got to set it up.
Well, here's the setup. Wait until we come up with an idea. And when we come up with an idea, we'll say the first person to text blah blah, and then we'll give it to him.
So okay? Can I automatically disqualify you if you just texted yes. him right now and say I want tickets?
You are in charge, my man.
Ah,
you
do that for sure. Handing over the texting keys.
Angel Boone is handling business.
Yeah.
We're gonna be here live tomorrow. And by the way, we're gonna be taking over the radio station here tomorrow. And so tomorrow morning on Real Radio 104.1, we're gonna play what the monsters like. So it's a monster woo-hoo! Takeover yeah, on man. Real Radio Music Weekends. And I already texted my song picks. Did you guys text your song picks to Angel?
Okay, do our song picks have to be in the iHeart?
Yeah. Okay, they do have to be in Next Gen.
What if they're original songs by me?
No, but what if they're, I don't think they're in, I don't know. I'll have to check about my songs.
We'll figure out what everyone's going to play, and we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. Dance
crew. Lots of people call. Some even do it without crying. Real Radio 104.1.
From
Real.
Don't nobody want it, we hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents to feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing, who get them crazy going orangutan? Look at them copping me, trying to get top of the boss with a lot of mediocrity, stalking the properties, want to get off of my monopoly. Tell me who is the one they call Socrates?
I don't know what he's saying. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters. Mornings of Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we are live at Universal Studios Orlando. We love being here. We still have a bunch of tickets to give out for listeners to basically say thank you for being fans. It's a fan appreciation show that we're doing tomorrow morning here on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Savannah, Carlos, and comedian Ryan Holmes.
Whoa, me so Holmesy.
So all three of those are on the website right now at monsters.fm. And Ryan Holmes needs a catchphrase for when he's introduced in the morning. And the three that we have that you can vote on is number one, Ryan Holmes, Ugly Sloth Man. Number two.
Yeah, that's a crowd favorite.
Oh, me so Holmesy. Yeah. And then number three.
I'm the king of Denmark.
Oh, man.
A personal favorite. I think that's funny. Yeah. But, you can vote on the website at monsters.fm.
You can only hope, Ryan, that 10 years, 15 years into your career, a little young radio chap will look over you and go, Mr. Ryan, how did you get your catchphrase of Ugly Sloth Man? Well, let me tell you, radio used to be crazy back in the day before YouTube took everything over.
How many times do people ask you how you got Black Bean, right?
Oh, yeah, and I never saw it as a racist slant, but it kind of was.
Well, it came from me and Bo, so of course it was.
It did, and it stuck with me, and it will never leave, and you can never get rid of it.
You know what you don't realize about
that? And I love it.
For Bo and I,
it was not.
We grew up with a buddy, Ernie Vega, who was Cuban, the only Cuban guy that we knew, and they had Vegas Cafe, and we loved the black beans there. So we liked the kid. So we're like, I'll call him Black Beans.
It was perfect.
Because we like black beans. But then other people look at it like, oh, just because he's Cuban, you're going to say he's
The Black Bean Deli is a restaurant in Mainland.
Oh,
it's one of the most iconic landmarks here. And they've been here as long as you've been here.
Yeah,
here.
Vegas Cafe, though, was first.
No, that's the second location. Their first primary location was right there on Mills Avenue, the little space there.
And then
they moved over to Vegas.
Yeah, those are the competitors of my buddy and their family.
And look who won.
And by the way, they shut down like years ago, bro.
I know. The Vegas passed away.
Russ is still upset about it.
Whatever.
They're good friends of mine.
But black beans are good. So I don't understand how it could have been an insult.
Those people are the reason I love Hispanic people, because I kind of grew up with,
those people?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about
that.
What you mean?
Those people, the Vegas, Mr. and Mrs. Vega. People.
Are you guys about to have an uprising?
No.
I didn't.
Because they give you food?
I grew up with the Hispanics who gave me food. I love them.
You know what? I knew that. So I was like, okay. I didn't take it like that either. And it stuck with me. And it's the thing. When you have a name, you can try and get rid of it. Mm-hmm. You can try and push it to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
You can make a decree that this name will no longer it'll be used. But guess what? People will find a way. And if you make it a big deal, like, I love the name. It allows me to know, oh, you're an old school fan.
Right.
And that's cool. But if you go out of your way to try and dismay it and get rid of it, oh, boy. They just keep it around forever and ever.
Well, trust me. At the day of his death, Jim Colbert's going to hear, Dirty Jim! He ain't never getting rid of it.
Yeah,
it
is. So what he's trying to ease you into, getting ready to,
Ugly Sloth Mason.
Either that or King of Denmark. forever.
King of Denmark, if you can get that one, that's
dope. I'm okay with those. If it becomes Ugly Sloth Face Man, that's you. You did this to me, and I'm going to look at you every day and get so mad.
Oh, is it Ugly Sloth Face Man or Ugly Sloth Man?
It's all the same thing.
No, it's not.
No, sir.
There's a big difference.
Ugly Sloth Face is better than Ugly Sloth Man.
Look, Ryan, I never would have thought of that. You made it part of your stand-up bit. When initially I looked at you, I'm like, good-looking dude, tall, whatever. And then you said Sloth Man. I was like, oh.
Oh, he does look like that.
He looked at you and was like, that's an Ugly Sloth Face Man.
Is it Ugly Sloth Face Man or Ugly Sloth Man?
I like Ugly Sloth Man.
Try both, Ryan.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Sloth Face Man.
Okay, right. That's a little long.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Slothman.
It doesn't work that way. You got
it. All right, one more time.
You have to give it your all, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly Sloth Man.
Oh, okay.
I think I like Ugly Sloth Face Man.
Yeah. Ugly Sloth Face
really really talks about the part that's ugly.
Zero face.
Exactly. Not the whole person.
That's
he's
true.
Got a great heart.
He's got
a good mind.
Imagery. Yeah, imagery. Yeah.
But the face, man. And then as you walk through the mall, people will be like, oh, that's him. It's Ugly Sloth Face Man.
It's so funny because I do have one of those faces that I do look slightly attractive if you look at me. But the second I say sloth, everybody goes, oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Listen, I've seen a lot of comedy bits in my life and a lot of stand-up. Ugly Sloth Face Man stuck out from yours so much that
second place,
And you're like, honestly, that's how my wife remembers you. And she's like, that's the Sloth Face guy, right? And I'm like, so, you got to stick.
She calls her own husband the Bear Man. So, I mean, I'm the crazy looking panda. We're all a bit odd here, okay? Yeah. I have a panda look about me. Imagine me eating some bamboo,
So anyway.
Yeah. But luckily sloths are really in right now.
I love sloths.
Which is crazy.
I love sloths. You know there are more sloths in the forest per capita than most any other mammal. Like they actually succeed in the wild. Why? Because they don't move that fast and their motions aren't detected by hawks or snakes.
Why does a sloth...
He's buttering you up to get ready for this? He's trying to make it sound like it's a win.
Ryan, why does a sloth come down from the tree? I think it's once a week. Why do they come down?
To poop.
To poop is the answer.
Yeah,
that's the only reason they come out of the tree. They're real slow. But if they gotta poop real bad, they just gonna fall out.
And they don't use a lot of energy, man. So they can hang on with their hands. Now look, when you drop a sloth on the floor front face, it's like a drunk dude at 2:30 in the morning trying to find a cheeseburger. It can't move. It takes forever to move. It almost looks paralyzed. But in the forest, they are thriving, and that's why I think you should embrace Ugly Sloth Face.
It's a good one. But the whole thing, I'm the king of Denmark. I could see that on a t-shirt.
Voice?
And there's reality to it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. On a t-shirt, you can't hear the voice of the King of
Denmark.
That's
true. Good point.
On a t-shirt with his face meshed in a sloth face.
Oh, it's off the shelf.
Together?
Selling Ricardo shirts like that.
How about this, though, right? Well, if you put I'm the King of Denmark on the voice and someone's like, you're the King of Denmark, you have to answer in that voice.
I'm the King. Yeah, you do.
You can't just be like, you would have to always be.
Yeah, my catchphrase becomes their catchphrase.
Exactly. And then you have all of Central Florida talking in that voice.
All right, man. We were a very deep discussion on the catchphrase.
I did call Jeff Howell a goat one time a long time ago. People still call him Goatface.
Stuck, yeah. It really has stuck. So
they do stick.
But King of Denmark, I kind of like that too.
Well, you can vote on the website right now. If you go to monsters.fm, that's monsters.fm, and vote which one you like the best, and he'll, we'll see what he goes with. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be live here on Real Radio 104.1, and we're going to take over the music. Which is cool. Now, yesterday I texted you my. Don't say mine though.
No, I'm not going to say yours, but just a shocking surprise here, right? To anyone. The first person to respond to me was Russ with a very detailed list. I want this song, and then this song, and this song, right? Yeah. And then no one else was like, I told
with
you.
With emojis.
Yeah, you got the emojis and everything.
The rock emoji
and everything.
Let's see. So
five songs, and I don't want you to say I want mine to be a surprise tomorrow morning when we're hosting.
How come only you get to be a surprise?
You can be a surprise if you want to.
But I don't think my music's going to be in there.
You're always a surprise.
Yeah, girl.
No, Angel has certain songs. I mean, certain
yeah, you can access it.
You
can
access
stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be in the machine. Some of my music's indie, and it ain't in the machine.
Yeah, I'm really into Indian music.
Indian music? What
I said indie.
Oh, indie. Oh,
I heard Indian.
Yeah.
You got to let me know what you're talking about.
Okay. Tally-ho.
Well.
Tally-ho.
No.
Tally-ho.
No, I mean like Kalaja. You guys know Kalaja?
No.
Kalaja.
No.
You guys don't know
Kalaja. Yeah, it's an old country song, right?
Yeah, Charlie Pride.
Right. Hey, so what, you're going to go country stuff? That's
no.
Oh.
Not at all.
That was Charlie Pride.
I just wanted to sing Kalaja.
Oh, I see. Okay. How about you, Carlos? Do you know
what? Yeah, let's do some Blink-182.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do System of a Down.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do some Tupac. I don't want California Love. I want something different.
Oh, that's the good one.
No, everybody knows California Love. I got to do something. I don't know if what we can play, though, right?
But California Love, that's the only hit that was on the radio that right?
I like Thug's Mansion.
Yeah, Thug Mansion is great, written after he died.
Yeah.
But let's see what else. What else rocks? Can we do some Waylon Jennings?
I'm sure we got a Waylon song.
Maybe Luckenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
That's a goodie.
Here's what's going to happen, right? Yeah. You're going to give me the list. I'm going to submit it and see what we have in the system, and we'll get as close as we can to that.
And then
when we're doing the broadcast and we're doing our cut-ins, you'll know at that point.
Now, wait a minute. The five I gave you, and I did turn them in on time.
Why
thank you very much.
Why do you get five? We only get three.
Yeah, what the hell?
The ones I turned in, are they acceptable?
Yeah, you.
I'm good.
Sir, are they acceptable, sir?
So here's the beauty of.
I want to make sure they're acceptable.
This is how Radio Rush is, in the sense that, there's no question with his songs.
I want some Dead Milkman. You got some Dead Milkman in the machine.
We do have that.
And I want some TSOL probably. And I'm not quite sure what the other. Oh, and some old Queen Latifah.
Do Presidents of the United States Lump. Do Lump.
Oh, I love Lump. Yeah.
Hey, I was getting ready to say something, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not true. And I was going to say, you know, we've never taken over Saturdays before, but my God, when Real Radio 104.1 started, it was every Saturday. Matter of fact, we started the show on Saturdays and on Sundays, but we used to do the best of the Monsters every Saturday morning for years and years. So it'll be kind of fun to take over Saturday mornings again. Tell your friends it's going to be different than normal. We're going to play all the stuff that we like, and we'll be here live at Universal Studios.
Oh, wait, we're broadcasting?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Damn, you don't.
Damn, girl.
I thought we were just coming to hang out.
You like sitting on the show and everything.
We're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting something.
Oh, I thought we were just hanging out in the parking lot in the street out here.
And when you're going to play your songs, you're going to come in and introduce them. It's going to be a radio thing.
That's so fancy.
I'm glad you know what we're doing now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
And then we can run out and see all the listeners and hang out and take a big picture. And then, but we have a radio show.
We have to sit through five of your songs.
You have to sit through five of my songs, yes. But you'll like all the five. You'll like all five. I promise you. Yeah. One is, I can't tell you.
Just tell us one. Just tell us one.
American way.
Just one, man. Just one.
One's off the beaten path.
Okay. MC Sandwich?
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you.
What the hell? Why not?
Nobody. I don't know. I think it should be a secret.
Russ, nobody cares, dude.
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
I can't believe you told me. Why did you tell us?
Because you told me to tell you.
It would have been a nice surprise. You know, there's no surprises these days.
Son of a bitch.
Set him up.
Now, I'm just curious about when you go Molly Hatchet, are you going Gator Country or are you going...
I'm going radio friendly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Are you going Gator Country or are you going Flirting with Disaster?
Flirting with Disaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So, Russ would be the worst witness. Jesus Christ. Oh, crumble, my God.
This is a line I got from you. You'd crumble on the stand.
Crumble on the stand, sir.
Easy.
I know. I like to talk. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna.
I like to say words.
We got to pick on him a little bit for driving all the way out here. But Jeff Howell showed up at the radio station not knowing that we're gonna be here.
Oh, it's even worse.
And then
that.
Somehow he got in here.
It's worse than that. So I thought he was just texting everybody that was here.
Yeah.
We got engineers, got people from other shows, and they're all like, "Hey, this guy's just wandering around."
I know. I'm like, well, all the mics are taken up, and I hadn't had a chance to get back to him yet. I was about to text him and say, "Hey, man, all the mics are taken today. You know, I didn't know you were coming." And next thing I know, I see him out there with his old bag
on the glass,
like an old grocery bag with him. And so we'll have him sit next to you, Ryan Holmes. When we come back, we'll find out what's happening with Jeff Howell.
But like, yay!
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Radio. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You can go to our website at monsters.fm. You can vote for what catchphrase you think Ryan Holmes should have. You also can go check us out on our YouTube channel. We're live on YouTube all morning right here at Universal Studios Orlando. We love it when they invite us out here. Thank you so much, Universal. And we'll be here again tomorrow when we get to take over Real Radio Music Weekends. We'll be here live in the morning and hopefully meeting a ton of you guys out here at Universal Studios Orlando. And they want to remind you about the Fast and Furious ride. It is awesome. I loved it. You will like it too. And we'll go ride it with a bunch of folks tomorrow. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with we got Carlos and Savannah, Angel, Ryan Holmes, and Jeff Howell has found his way in here.
Hey.
How did you? Okay, so how did you?
Thanks for the heads up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. We never know when you're going to come.
It's a mystery. I've been a little slack lately. The bar's kicking my ass, but yeah.
Did you not listen on the way there?
Well,
that's what I don't understand.
Well, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Is when I'm up there, because I'm never up this early.
Right.
But when I am up this early, I listen to Diane Reams on NPR.
You like to know the events of the day.
I do believe that.
Do
you still listen? Just out of curiosity, because I was telling Ryan Holmes.
Yeah.
Have you met Ryan?
Who's Ryan Holmes?
He's right here. He's the king of Denmark.
Okay.
Yeah. I was telling him that.
Oh, we couldn't hear it.
You listen to your own CD a lot, right?
Yeah.
You still do?
Oh, yeah. I still got the same one. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to recopy it every now and then.
Right.
I listen to my CDs because I just try to get the imperfections out of it.
I'm trying to do
How
that.
You doing with that?
Well, it's been 20 years.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
I'm sending out a remastered edition, too.
At this rate, this must be the most perfect CD ever.
It's not quite there
yet. Is it Blues Dumps?
Blues Dumps. No, I got rid of it.
That's my favorite.
I'm the Dr. Dre of the Cajun folk music world.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm dying here.
And, you know, I saw a show the other day I think it was in West Virginia. The guy bought a bar and trying to make it work and everything. The guy lost everything, and I'm like, oh, my God, I hope Jeff doesn't watch this show.
That son of a bitch.
No, but I mean, it was West Virginia.
I think the show is called Losers with Bars or something like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, there was this horrible story about this guy that...
Everybody loved him. He was a... Yeah, it was great.
I really liked him.
Yeah.
Like me.
And he had a lot of money. He had a lot of extra money that he had saved for years.
You said had?
And then what did he do with it?
He just spent it all in the bar.
Not a bar, I guess.
People stopped showing up, and it was a terrible show.
You know,
and they brought in some guy to save the bar. Yeah, is what it was.
Oh, I see. Did he save the bar?
No. even this master couldn't do it.
You almost made me say the S word just now.
The specialist couldn't even save the bar.
Where have you been, Jeff?
They were saying location.
Yeah.
And this guy had picked a bad location in West Virginia.
Great.
But you're in Orlando, so I mean, that's...
Yeah, you're good.
But Kissimmee's kind of the West Virginia of Orlando, so thanks. Good God Almighty.
Okay, this was in the mountain somewhere. Yours is like...
Yeah, right now, next to... One of those places.
Yeah, we're right next to ski shop.
Well, is there a twisty treat there or something?
There was a twisty treat. Actually, they moved away from us.
No way.
We scared so much twisty treat business. They moved.
I keep telling people to go look for the twisty treat.
Yeah, that's why everybody's going to Publix looking for the Red Dog Pub.
That was the best part of going to your bar was listening to you sing and eating ice cream.
Well, for some people,
Wow. Okay, so what's the landmark now? Like, what do people...
The landmark... the landmark... And here's the other thing. This just drives me crazy. Google Maps...
Yeah.
Puts us the 7-Eleven off of Polynesian Island.
I know. That's what happened to me one time.
So I don't know. How do you fix that?
You got to contact them directly.
Google. Oh, okay.
They responded to that great.
So crazy. This thing, you know, they tell you don't have any regrets. I got one.
just one.
Do you really?
What's the hardest part about starting your own bar?
Well, for some people, it would be the money.
Yeah.
But no, I would say the hardest part is it's the work. I knew it was going to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's so much more work than you can even imagine.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't work that hard. I mean, I worked hard when I was on stage.
Sure.
You know, but I didn't work that hard to begin with. For 20 years, I've been playing three nights a week.
And being like a musician. Yeah.
And I've saved my money.
Yeah.
I had a ton of money.
Everybody knew that
was loaded.
Bubba used to tell me all the time that if Jeff saves his money so well, he's always getting a little bit of money in his sock.
I mean, I don't spend money on anything, obviously.
You don't even have socks anymore.
Yeah, I swear.
I thought a waste of money.
I should show you the ones I have on right now. I saved my money. Had a ton in there for retirement. And I didn't owe anybody. I paid off my house.
Yeah, man.
Paid off my car.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, just paid insurance.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Damn, really? And all you had to do was pay insurance.
All I had to do was pay insurance.
My God.
By the way, Jeff Howe was one of the highest paid
entertainers.
Local, small town.
Local guys.
Make a good coin.
It's like, if you want Jeff Howe, you know, you got
to
pay.
Pay.
And then?
Yeah. Well, and then I was just a little bit bored. I've been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
Shake it up a little
bit bored. So I thought, well, I'll go and buy a bar. So now I haven't got a cent to my name.
Oh,
I owe everybody in town money.
But you got a great bar.
My gosh.
Yeah. I work 7 days, 24/7.
Yeah.
But I'm not bored.
You're not bored. Yeah. And so that's why it's probably difficult.
Are you mad at yourself?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I'm not mad.
Why? Right. No. What if I could proposition you a man that could go back in time?
We could talk.
why?
Does he take credit?
No, I will tell you this. I went to one of my gigs I've just been playing the bar, but I went to one of the clubs a long time that I played a gig, and it was a day gig. It was hot. I was setting up. It was a small space. I was bumping into people. And I said to myself, you know what? If I didn't go into the bar business because I was scared to, I would have been angry at myself.
I get that. I've been in those moments where it's like you would love the gig or whatever. I had that with photography. Where it got to a point where I was like, I just want to do something different. And like some of the last shoots, there was nothing wrong with them, but it hit me. I'm like, I'm glad I'm taking this risk of going full blown with other stuff, even though there is risk and there is tough times. But I think you made the right move because you have to invest in something that will hopefully, you know, that doesn't make you out there gigging all the time.
Yeah. Or make me poor.
Well, I saw a video the other day, and you had like the AC/DC band out.
Yeah. Shoot to Thrill. They're amazing.
And it looked like a nice crowd.
Yeah. No. Great crowd. We've been getting good. And you know who we have this weekend?
Who's that?
We have Joseph Martin and Jesse.
Oh, that's right.
Player. Juno Smile.
Yeah.
And they are amazing. They're going to be there Saturday night. I'll be there tonight. Yeah. And then Sunday we do our Acoustic Sundays.
Oh, that's good. And Jesse the fiddle player.
Oh, yeah.
And her husband.
And they packed the place for us. Go ahead.
And her husband is here on Real Radio on Sunday.
Sunday morning coming down.
Yeah,
great
Joseph Martin.
Show, great music.
Great,
yeah.
Both of them are awesome.
Speaking of which, okay, so you know me, and you know all the years that you've talked about the Academy Awards and the Grammys and things like that.
Yeah.
And what do I always
say?
You
hate them.
You don't believe.
I hate them.
Well, I just
think awards are pointless.
Pretentious. It's rich.
You hate awards.
Super famous people in their own little club.
The people that actually celebrate and promote their wins. Not even cool.
People, yeah.
Right?
Not
yeah,
even
so,
cool.
So what's
people
going on with your place?
I won an award.
And it felt good, didn't it?
What?
It felt
good. Oh, I love award shows. Yeah. They're awesome, man.
What award did you win?
I won the Toronto World Premiere Film Festival. I won Best Original Song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Look at you.
In the film Tender Vow for my friend Robert. It's a great festival. Oh, my God. Cool people go to this festival.
Wait,
ladies and gentlemen, anytime I would bring up anything to do with awards,
I would drop
Jeff Howe was like, stupid. And you finally get an award.
Yeah, love him.
You love it, huh?
No, it's awesome, man. I can't wait to get the thing. I'm going to show everybody.
So that's the movie that you came in and talked to us about.
Yes.
And they filmed part of the movie in your bar.
Yeah, and it was actually the final scene, the main scene.
And they couldn't use a song that everybody knows. So they
wanted to sing Endless Love. love, actually, but they were like, we'll just...
No, but so they said, look, we need an original song, you presented one that you had, and it ended up winning an award.
It ended up winning. What happened was he said, well, can you guys... He wanted us in the movie lip-syncing, doing a romantic song, because that's the main scene.
Yeah.
And he goes, do you know Wonderful Tonight? And I said, yeah. And he goes, but you got to contact the people, you got to get permission. And if you don't get permission and you put it out and the thing hits...
Yeah.
They can sue you and say cease and desist, and it would screw everything up. So I said, well, let me give you some original songs to listen to. So I gave him some. I have this one song called Mardi Gras. It's a ballad. And he listened to it, and he goes, that's it. And I went, great. So we put it in, and it won an award.
You know how crazy the world works? So what if it wins that award, and someone else hears it who's a bigger deal with a bigger movie, and that song ends up being, like, the thing that makes you $1 million?
Oh, my God. Then I would only be $50,000 in debt right now. So... That would be awesome, man. Please, listen to the song.
Toronto, International Film Fest, only the best wins.
We haven't heard this song.
No, you haven't heard it yet. I'll get you a copy. It's actually a pretty cool song.
Get us a song if it won an award.
Used to be rich.
Yeah.
Then I bought a bar in Kissimmee.
And I ain't got a cent to my name.
You know, cause I'm broke. If you wrote it all down on a piece of paper, I'm going to buy a bar in Kissimmee.
Yeah.
If you write it down,
it wouldn't look good. I just did it on a whim, but you know, it just seemed like a fun thing to do. You know what? I probably shouldn't have started drinking again. That's probably what caused me to do it. But you know what? I quit again.
I know you quit again. Go back and forth. So you can always start up and quit again if you want to.
Yeah. That's the one thing about drinking is you can do either.
That's a good point. You can do either one.
But it's all good. And
I can't wait to hear the song.
What's that?
I want to hear the song.
I will send it to you.
It always, here's the thing. When you're someone like me who loves music, and I wished I could play guitar, but I can't. I've tried, I can't. And I'm like, God, if I was Jeff Howe, I'd be writing songs all the time.
Exactly.
But you don't even write songs anymore.
I can't even touch it.
Why? Is it because you hate the process?
No, it's not that I hate the process. It's because I bought a bar.
You're on time. Before you had the bar, you'd
stop. I wasn't doing it. But I was doing it a little bit. But I wasn't doing it. And see, the one.
And you've written some beautiful songs.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate
River. River's beautiful. God is a river.
Thank you.
God is a river. In the top three.
Dream While You Can.
Jumbo Shrimps.
Well, I mean, you wrote a lot of comedy songs for us. But
sure,
I mean,
hold those homies down.
Yeah. Thank God I put that CD out.
That was yours, right? But no, you've written a lot of beautiful songs. And I feel like, God, if I could do that, I would be writing it all the time.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I bought some recording software. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden I discovered I don't have to go to a studio anymore.
Right,
it used to be that you would save up your song, save up your money,
go
to a studio, hope you get it right, and then you're stuck with that product.
Yeah.
Listening to it in your car for the next 20 years. So,
right.
So what I did was I bought some software. And you've got an entire recording studio in that little box. I mean, everything that you would want.
We used to pay thousands of dollars.
And there's two good things about it. One is you have all the time in the world to record your original songs. Mm-hmm. The bad part is you have all the time in the world to record, so you just kind of go, well, I'm going to go to the store
today. It takes a special type of discipline.
Yeah.
It's like having a gym at the house. You go, well, I got a gym at the house. I'm going to be ripped as hell. But I got the gym, so I'll go later.
And the other thing is, when you're growing up, you go, man, I just want to write songs and I just want to get them recorded. But then you do it, and you got to go, well, I've done that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still have the urge to, and now that I can't do it, I want to do it more than ever. You always want what you haven't got, which is another one of my songs you haven't heard.
You always want.
Yeah.
Well, it's the Red Dog Pub, and then tomorrow night it'll be
Juno Smile. Yeah, Jesse and Joseph Martins, and we'll be playing there tonight, me and Jimmy Fingers, and Acoustic Sundays. I play there from 2 to 5, followed by Florida Rick from 5:30 to
Florida Rick. Hey,
Than Georgia George.
Ryan Holmes is trying to come up with a little catchphrase kind of thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
I did hear that. I was listening. I was in
a long time ago, I had a program director say, well, now when you introduce these people, you got to give them really good names, that'll stick out. So I remember I came in and I said, the phenomenal badass of downtown.
And that stuck with me for years. People still say it.
But what stuck more, that or Goatface?
Okay, anyway, just for that. The Red Dog Pub. I'm going to tell you who we had for the next 20 years going to the Red Dog Pub, you slimy bastard.
No, the reason I ask is because he's got a
couple.
Yeah,
you heard his, right?
Yeah, I did hear his. There were some good ones.
Ugly Sloth Man.
Okay, well, that's almost as good as Goat Face.
Or I'm the King of Denmark. Now, which do you like better, and which do you think he should go with?
Holmesy.
Omis or Holmesy.
I like them both. Can I throw one in?
Sure.
Ryan Holmes. At least I don't have chlamydia.
That's nice, but we don't. You're assuming.
That's a good point.
That's an assumption. Right, we'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Real Radio. 104.1. I do love me some Jeff Howe. Jeff Howe makes me laugh. If you don't like Jeff Howe, there's something wrong with you. That's all I got to say. Go out to his place if you get a chance. God bless him. He's been part of the Monsters for God almighty. And Jeff Howe's been part of the show.
I mean, he's third longest member of the show, really.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It was me and Bo. Then we added Jimmy.
I mean, fourth. Yeah, with Jimmy, yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean that. Yeah.
It was me and Bo, then Jimmy, then Jeff Howe, then Bubba, then Savannah. So, that's crazy. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, Carlos, and you know what? I'm ready to give away another pair of tickets to Universal Studios.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's Universal Studios. We are here live today. We will be here live tomorrow for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And I know we have some tickets available to give out, right, Angel?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, all right.
I was getting poll results.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let's find out the results of this is when we introduce Ryan Holmes. He has to have a little catchphrase, and we have three that people are voting on right now. Number one is Ugly Sloth Man. Number two, Oh Me So Holmesy, and number three is I'm the King of Denmark. What is the poll results so far, Angel Rivera?
Before I give you guys the results, you can go to monsters.fm. The polls are still open. You can vote all show. This is really close.
Okay.
So, votes can sway this as of right now. But if you had to guess, which one do you think is in the lead right now?
Okay, do you want to say which one is losing?
I want you to think which one do you think is in first place right now.
I'm the King of Denmark.
It's Ugly Sloth Face.
Ugly Sloth Face.
I'm the King of Denmark is leading right now.
Yeah!
Oh.
At a 60% clip. Ugly Sloth Man Face is Miso Holmesy are tied for second.
What the audience doesn't know is no matter what we pick, like, let's say he wins the one he likes and he says, I'm the King of Denmark, I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ugly Sloth Man, Ryan Holmes. I mean, we're going to get...
So it's got to get in there one way.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get the maximum comedy out of this.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a monkey's paw.
You can vote right now at monsters.fm.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to do something a little different here to give out tickets for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Do we have someone on the line? Fritz. Fritz, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you? Sorry.
Hey, Fritz, thanks for taking care of business for us.
Yeah, man.
Fritz is a great guy. We love when he helps us out. Do we have someone on the line, Fritz?
Yeah, we have Josh on line one.
Josh, how you doing, man?
Good, Russ. How you doing?
I am great. Are you a big fan of the show?
Absolutely.
And you want to join us tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I've got a little, this is, if you're pronouncing the name of this food right or wrong. Now, I'm going to let each monster tell you what they think about this and what they think you should go with. And it's a 50-50 chance, man, so you got a pretty good chance here. I'm going to tell you a food item, and you tell me what most people say, which way you're supposed to pronounce this word, okay? Are you ready? Okay, the word is either pecan or pecan. There is a result. They've asked 50,000 people, and one of those, 62% of the people say it's the way you're supposed to pronounce it. Pecan or pecan? Savannah, what do you think is the proper way, according to this poll, to say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan.
Yeah, pecan.
You say it's pecan. That's the way you do it
it's
in South Carolina.
It's pecan because that's how we used it growing up, and that's how the most fights occurred in my front yard over pecans.
Pecans, all right.
Did you say Donatella Jones sent you a bunch of pecans, like honey roasted pecans the other day?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Carlos, how do you think?
I thought you were going to go with it.
How do you pronounce it, that you think?
Remember. It's from France,
uh-huh.
And so it is pecan.
Pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan. All right, Angel, what do you think?
Pecan.
Pecan?
And then Ryan Holmes.
Yeah, it's pecan because you eat pecans, and pecans are what you use to pass drug tests.
Exactly. Little baby pecans.
All right, so you heard all of their ideas, sir. This is for the win. You know, you, if you pick the right one, then you'll be able to go to Universal Studios Orlando. What is the proper way to pronounce it? Is it pecan or pecan?
I'm going to go with pecan.
That is the answer. Congratulations. Oh, you're a winner. You're going to go to Universal Studios. You'll be hanging out with us tomorrow, and you'll get those tickets, so we can't wait to see you. Remember to be here at 10 o'clock so we can all take a big photo together, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Fritz, we got someone else on the line?
Yes, we have Hernando.
Hernando, what's up, buddy?
Hernando.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, man. I've got one food. There's two ways to say it. You got to tell me which way you think most people say this word. Are you ready?
Yep.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Ooh.
Caramel or caramel? Ryan Holmes, what do you think?
I say caramel.
You say caramel.
Caramel.
Okay. What do you think, Angel?
Caramel.
Caramel. All right. Savannah?
Caramel.
Caramel. And what do you think, Carlos?
I mean, the Spanish word for candy is caramel. So, caramel, yeah.
Caramel. All right, so most of them think it should be caramel. There is caramel. What do you think the answer is, sir? This is for the win. If you get it right, you're going to join us tomorrow at Universal Studios Orlando.
Caramel.
That is the answer. All you're right. Right. Caramel. There's two in a row.
Our collective brains are doing pretty well.
All right, here we go.
We can solve anything, Lowe's.
We can do anything.
All right, Fritz, give me another one.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
What's up, girl?
Big fan of the show.
I am.
And you will join us for the Monster Fan of the Year thing tomorrow if you win.
Definitely.
I love Samantha and I love Adam and Ryan Balmes.
All right, here we go.
He's the king of France.
What's the best way to say this, or what's the proper way to say it? Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Oh,
mayonnaise or mayonnaise. What do you think most people say it? Savannah, what do you think? Mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, because it's Dijonnaise, because Dijonnaise is mayonnaise.
That's excellent logic.
Yeah, it works.
I like the way you broke it down, Savannah. That's good.
And like laissez-faire, I think that's how you pronounce it.
All right.
Exactly right.
Carlos, you think most people say mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Well, you know, us Americans, we like to make it short and quick and chop it up. In Spanish, it's mayonesa, so mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, okay. Ryan Holmes?
I feel like only fancy people say mayonnaise, so mayonnaise, mayonnaise.
Yeah. Mayonnaise. You think most people say mayonnaise, and then Angel.
Mayo.
Mayonnaise.
No, from New York.
He's from New York.
Mayo.
He's saying mayo.
That's okay. So
put that on my cutlet.
All right, man. Mayo. This is for the win. If you get it right, then you win tickets to Universal. You heard all of their ideas. What do you think is the way most people say it? Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
I'm going to go with mayonnaise.
I'm sorry. It's mayonnaise. I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's mayonnaise. Oh. I'm so sorry. Hey, but wait a minute. Is she still there?
Yes.
You know what? You win anyway.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh,
you know, it was only 51%, so you were so close, it's not even funny.
Man, I bet all those people that are losing out there are mad at you now.
Yeah. You can hit them up, Russ at realradio.fm.
Yeah, don't hit us up. Russ is doing it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
All righty.
All right.
See
congratulations.
You,
thank you so much. There's a couple more on here, but I didn't want to give any more stuff away right now because we've got another hour to go. But orange or orange?
Orange.
Orange.
What about crayon?
Orange.
Orange.
And then, crayon on there?
Is it milk or milk?
Milk.
Milk.
Oh, my girlfriend says milk, and it drives me nuts.
Milk. Oh, yeah. You know what I do a bad one on? Ketchup. Ketchup or ketchup?
Oh,
ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup. I say ketchup.
Ketchup,
and
yeah.
People, that's not how you say it.
It's ketchup.
Is it almond or almond?
Almond.
It's almond.
Almond.
The L is silent.
They're saying 79% say almond with the L.
Almond.
But it's supposed. You're right. It's supposed to be almond. But it says 79% do pronounce the L almond. Anyway,
that was riveting.
I don't hear a difference in what you're saying. Say it again.
Almond
or almond.
Almond or almond. Okay, I guess there's a slight difference
there. Yeah, whether you say the L or not.
All right.
You say potato, I say potato.
I can't say the word, and I have to think about it.
Is it Yanny or?
Mirror.
Mirror?
Because I say mirror.
I have a problem with figure.
He says figure all
the
time.
And it bothers Russ, and he's got me self-conscious about it.
It's figure, and he says figure, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Figure it out.
figure it out.
It's figure it out.
Figure.
Figure.
I don't even hear the difference.
And like,
I
do. For me to say anything to anyone about the way they pronounce a word is ridiculous because I mispronounce so much stuff. And I realized as I got older, it's like my mom would mispronounce things. She's from West Virginia, never graduated from high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we were like tinfoil and all kinds of weird words. And my friends were looking at me like, you don't talk right. My mom's from West Virginia.
One day, I'm going to be on the radio.
Yes. I'll show
you. I'm going to be a monster and a superhero wrestler. Show you.
Damn sure did.
And a talker.
And a talker, too. Yeah. Hey, listen, when we, Allman Brothers. I get it.
Nice.
I like the way he's thinking. I like the way he's thinking.
Getting ready for the skate night.
You're not supposed to call it out.
I like you to know I'm on the same wavelength.
Wavelength.
Freudian slip.
You have a wing.
It's Monster Fan Appreciation Day tomorrow. We're taking over Real Radio 104.1 tomorrow. We still have tickets to give away, so you can join us. And if you don't win tickets, you are all welcome to come here tomorrow. Hang out with us. Take a big photo at 10 o'clock. Go to the Monster Cafe for lunch. Go hang out at the at Finnegan's Irish Bar in the afternoon. It's going to be a great day. When we come back, it's time for Savannah the Gator Entertainer. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Promise and hope and totally ignorant of reality.
That's how a man's supposed to talk to a woman when he's being sexy.
Radio 104.1.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are getting prepared for our Universal Studios weekend. We're here live today. We'll be here live tomorrow for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Also joining us tomorrow when you come out, you'll be able to meet Vince Taylor. You'll be able to meet James John, and Ryan Holmes will be with us as well. So I can't wait to see you tomorrow at Universal Studios for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Join us in front of the broadcast studio at 10 o'clock. We're going to take a big photo to put on social media so everybody can see what it looks like here at Universal with all the Monster fans. Then we'll go have lunch at the Monster Cafe and end up at that bar, Finnegan's, the Irish Bar, right here in Universal Studios. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins. Along with, we got Ryan Holmes, we got Angel, Carlos, and now it's time for Savannah the Gator Entertainer.
Hey, y'all!
What's up, girl?
Good catch break.
Hey! Don't hate Ryan Holmes.
I like it.
Just because you're the Prince of Denmark or whatever, sloth face, you don't need to hate on my segment.
He's the faux monarch.
Okay, so this segment is being brought to you by Gatorland. Go to Gatorland.com. We are hiring right now. We'd love to have you come work out there. It's an amazing job. It's an amazing place. And don't forget to check us out on social media. You can follow our YouTube. It's Gatorland Vlogs, V-L-O-G-S. And there's crazy stuff every day.
Yeah,
Russ can testify to that.
Yeah, the one you just did with that with Blackwater. I was afraid you were going to get bit. I was. I thought you were going to get bit.
He's my favorite.
Yeah,
because you went to pet his head, and I thought, oh my god, all it's got to do is just.
Oh yeah, 1 second is all it takes. It's very dangerous.
And that is true. That is absolutely true. So, you know, if you want to feed alligators, come to Gatorland and do it. Don't try to do it in your backyard. All right, so I'm at this part of my life right now where I like to stay positive.
Good.
I like to keep everything positive. I very rarely fight anymore unless it has to do with somebody talking about my country.
Uh-huh.
Or somebody talking about alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah, right. Then you're swinging like Tristan Thompson at an ESPY party.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly,
but, yep.
It's fine. Small, tiny sports reference.
So I do get offended when people talk about America in a negative way, and I do get offended when people talk about my animals in a negative way.
Yeah.
And that is grounds to fight about.
Because you're a former Marine. You fought for our country.
Absolutely.
You're not somebody wants to mess with either. You're not some dainty little girl. Like, you know, like you will whoop somebody's ass.
She's only got one arm right now, though.
That's true. The tortoise took out the other.
Yeah, but the hurt arm can always hold a knife quick. You want to see how quick, Ryan?
She can punch with her left, trust me.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I'm in a big fight right now. A big fight right now. Ooh. With my phone.
What?
I am in a big fight with my phone. Yesterday, I was without internet for like 5 minutes. I mean, it seemed like 8 hours, but it was really like 5 minutes. And I was infuriated. Because I had a fire video of me and my lizard Butters.
Yeah, what was
he
doing?
He was popping up from behind a from my duvet.
Yeah.
He popped up, and it looked like he was flicking me off, but with his tongue. And then I flicked him off, and then he started laughing, and it was good.
Oh,
and
man.
I was about to send it into my Insta story, but it erased it because my Wi-Fi went out. And I don't know if y'all knew that because you're not social media savvy, but my Insta story, you can't get that back.
Yeah, you can't.
Once it's gone, you can't get it.
It's gone. That's horrible.
So once that was gone from my work phone, on my other phone, I had a video of me twerking because I've been filming it as progressing.
What?
And then I feel like it had just got turnt enough to send an angel and a disappearing message. But it disappeared before I could send it in a disappearing message.
Angel. Oh, technology.
And it was on the way to you,
damn.
Angel.
How long have you been practicing?
I've been practicing ever since I came back on the show, 3 years.
Can you make it clap without your hands?
All the time.
Man, nice.
All the time clapping.
And so that would have been sensitive image, blurry, beware. And
right.
Then Angel would have been like, back at that. Yeah, all these years. All these years.
Booyah.
Might have sent him into a heart attack.
And it just disappeared. Now, y'all know I got two phones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One for the witches and
phones.
One for the witches and one for the dough.
Oh, nice. I like
the
cleaned up version.
I changed it, yeah. So on the way here this morning, I kept asking y'all for the address here, right? Because here's what happened. There's a Universal Boulevard in St. Cloud or Kissimmee.
Oh, really?
So when I put it into my phone,
yeah.
It starts telling me to go the wrong way,
ooh.
Right? It starts telling me to go Kissimmee. So I can't swipe out of it. So at the same time, two different navigators, one from Australia and one from Detroit, are telling me how to get to here this morning, right?
Uh-oh.
So as I'm following the one from Detroit that seems like he knows what's going down, and I like his voice better.
Turn here.
The one from Australia is saying, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, and I can't turn it off,
oh,
right?
God.
You're driving
so
crazy.
I'm looking at one map. Right, just trying to follow the map. And the other thing is screaming in my ear.
This is great for I-4, by the way.
Did you know that they call McDonald's Macca's in Australia?
Well, they call it Macca's.
Macca's.
Yeah, Macca's. Yeah, that's
weird. But I have to tell you, the McDonald's in Australia is really good.
It's really nice. Make a ride at Macca's.
It's completely different.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's a different meat.
Mm.
Anyways. So.
What was that?
I don't talk to MapQuest anymore. I deleted the app.
Oh, really?
I don't talk to Google Maps anymore. I deleted the app. I do use Waze sometimes, but sometimes Waze gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Because it'll tell me there's a police up the road, and then by the time I get there, it's already gone.
Well, you know what? The cops do that on purpose.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
They figured it out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the cops will run, like, if you, say a highway patrol officer has this run of highway, he'll go up and down and just, like, cop here, cop here,
well,
cop here,
sometimes
cop here.
Well, sometimes
and then he'll sit at the end of it, waiting to see who's the fool that would just blow, you know, blow.
Damn. Well,
the
truth is, Angel, I do that sometimes to make sure everybody slows down.
Oh, nerd.
Oh,
God.
Nerd.
Why
the road monitor, Russ.
Road monitor, Russ.
God.
Also newly deleted. Also newly deleted app from my phone is Banco Popular.
Why?
Oh.
Because I used to do all my banking there. It's a Spanish app. I could read it better. Lately it's been telling me my money's in, and it ain't telling me right because I don't read Spanish as good as I understand it when I hear it.
Yeah.
And then I got my accounts all confused.
You know why?
I'm confused now.
Banco Popular owes a whole lot of money to Tito Trinidad.
Yeah.
And so they just lost a huge lawsuit to him. That's probably, they're using your money to pay back Tito.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That $53 check I got from iHeart last month.
Yeah, how's it doing?
They probably took that.
Yeah, that's gone.
Anyways.
Is that before or after your race?
Bye-bye, Apple stock.
After my race.
After your race, okay.
Shout out to Tito and Coupe.
Yeah. I'm going to start banking with Bank of America again.
That's
like, I feel like I need to change out that way because at least they will speak American to me. Anyways.
I'm right here, Savannah.
Yeah.
What?
I'm right here.
He's usually behind the glass, but he's right there.
Yes.
Speak American to me.
My Snapchat filter has been off because it has been making me look ugly.
Oh, you gotta get that
my
thing
Snapchat
quick.
Filter made me look like Mama June from Honey Boo Boo. And I don't like that. So then
I hate you, Mama June Filter. I hate you. I'm punching that phone. I'm punching it.
So I had to take my other phone with the same video and airdrop it so I could put on the baby deer filter. The baby deer filter makes me look cute.
You number little baby deer filter. Look at me. Why am I attracted to little baby beautiful deers?
With freckles.
Why is that the best filter on there?
I don't know. It just makes
the baby deer and the dog where you stick your tongue out.
Those are
the two most popular.
I don't know why I think that's hot. It's bizarre.
I like the one where you blow bubbles too, but people aren't really into that. No. That's more of a trance kind of group of people.
Did you see the one with the sunglasses?
Yeah,
was cool because if you did this, it would swap sunglasses.
Did you see the sunglass one with the tigers?
Oh yeah. I sent that to my wife. I said, "Baby, you a tiger?" And I was like, "With the tiger."
Right, Russ?
I don't Snapchat, so I don't know about blowing bubbles or nothing.
You don't understand anything I'm talking
about? No, I've seen it. Yeah, I understand.
I'm cool. Okay, go ahead.
I'm super cool. Bitmojis.
I'm super cool,
You don't understand anything I got you. Let me break it down and be real simple for you.
Okay, make it simple
I got Instant Messenger. I'm cool.
I have also deleted my Amazon Prime app, and do you know why?
Why?
Because about 3 weeks ago, I ordered a pulled pork sandwich from Texas. With coleslaw and crinkle cut fries, baked beans, and I guess Amazon Prime's uppity, and they ain't got drones for pulled pork. And I don't know what makes them think they're so fancy that they can't drone me out of pulled pork sandwich.
That is ridiculous.
Now, my favorite app that I've been using a lot of is called Animalia.
What's that?
It's animals that people are taking care of, but it's kind of like Tinder, but for animals. So right now, I've been talking to this orangutan in Utah, and his name is Johnny, and he is so cool. Like, sometimes he'll grab the phone and be like, give it kisses and stuff. I've been talking to iguana man in South Florida.
Cool.
With this big old iguana.
That's not an iguana.
His name's Metal. Nice. And I've been talking to two different alpacas. One is from Chicago, and it's a Peruvian alpaca.
Uh-huh.
And then one is from Israel, and it's an alpaca, but it's called a llama.
Uh-huh.
So I've been talking to people all around the world.
It's a llama.
No, it's a llama.
No, it's a llama with a hat on. It's a yarmulke.
Well, my favorite one I've been talking to is a king cobra in United Arab Emirates. And his name is Viper Man 23.
Oh, nice. I love Jordan, yes.
And when he calls me, he talks like a snake.
Oh, what does he say?
Yeah, what does a snake sound like?
Hey, Savannah.
Oh, you love that, I bet.
I do. And so I've been talking to Viper Man 23.
What's he sound like again?
Savannah.
Oh, my God. So like something from The Shining.
That's like Slytherin.
Yeah.
That's why I got a Slytherin cup this morning here. Anyway, so I've been mad, but I can't stay mad at my phone because I forgive you and I love you. I know.
Oh, you just kissed your phone.
I forgive you. I know. My other phone.
Like an orangutan.
In the other.
Just like the orangutan, yeah.
And my other phone's in the other room charging right now. I didn't have enough charge to get through after all that map questing this morning.
You know what's amazing? Savannah's the only person I know that can do two camera shoots.
Yeah. She's always filming.
Yeah. All the time. I got a new YouTube video I'm about to put up, and it is lit. And let me just tell you, in the hot of the Florida summer, animals are a lot faster than they are in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
Whew! Man.
They're boning and running.
They are fast. And yesterday I had, sometimes I'll have one close call and I'll go home like, shoo. Yesterday I had about 20 close calls.
When it happens, and I don't want it to happen, but what do you want us all to do?
When you actually do get bit.
Are we allowed to cut up? Are we allowed to kind of joke around?
When I get bit or when I get killed?
Well, the killing would be a sad. We'll do the whole funeral. We'll make it up big and we'll pick the best pictures.
Do my funeral at Gatorland. And you need to have somebody do my makeup. If you mess my makeup up in my coffin,
well,
I'm going to be mad.
There's a Louisiana funeral home that positions bodies in the dead person's favorite thing. So in Louisiana funeral, they have a boxing guy. Okay, they have a dude playing video games. They have another guy on his motorcycle. Yep. He looks alive and well. Rush, you got to look into this.
Dude, the motorcycle guy was actually in Puerto Rico.
Exactly right.
I saw this.
And so, Savannah, what you need to be doing is in midair throwing raw chicken.
Now, who do you want to do your makeup for you? Like, if you could pick somebody to do your makeup, who would it be? You know, I'm an artist, you know.
Probably somebody that works at Mac.
Oh, want Megan? Megan
yeah,
can do it.
Yeah, Megan can do it, or somebody that works at Mac. But I want you to keep my head in good shape. You can feed my body parts off.
I think your head's going to make it.
I think your head's just fine. Yeah.
I think they're like, her head is intact. She's been dead for 3 years.
Send you through like the Gatorland jump route, whole body. Yeah. There you go.
And oh, Ricardo would be so happy.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He can eat my whole self.
Hey, obviously, you're going to be here with us tomorrow. Do you know the 5 songs you're going to be playing tomorrow?
I already gave them to Angel. I think,
are they a secret?
They are a secret. Okay. I think some of them they probably can't play. Well, one of them's called PFF. It's by Hank 3.
Okay.
Do you know what PFF stands for?
It's got a P in it.
It's punch, fight, and then the F word.
Oh, fun, yeah.
Yeah, punch by fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Savannah.
And Russ, by the way, in the chat right now on YouTube, jump in there, man. They're planning a party, a monster get-together, and we're going to be giving away more tickets.
They want to do it at the Red Dog Pub.
I know, that's great.
Because they feel sorry for Jeff. I love it.
Wow, they better not put it in Google Maps, because they'll end up at the Polynesian Resort.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're live on our YouTube channel right now. We might be giving away some more tickets, so stick around. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Real Radio 104.1. Angel Rivera, true or false? We are a ticket or two away from being sold out of the Monster Blue Bus.
That's correct.
So if you don't have tickets, you better try now to join us on the Monster Brew Bus. It's next Saturday. I cannot wait. Angel, you know the beer they brought us yesterday, the Irish Red?
Yeah.
He gave me a, what's that called?
The growler.
A growler of Irish Red.
A growler.
And yeah. I took it home and drank that growler all up. It's all gone.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to actually visit their facility. It's a really cool couple. It was neat learning more about the couple that owns the place, Chris, coming in.
From New Smyrna Brewing.
New Smyrna Beach Brewing Company. He came in and told us about what they're doing out there. And typically, the growlers that you get at other brew pubs or whatnot, they're that brown, and nothing against it, but it's that, like that brown old school kind of growler thing. What he was doing or what he's doing for his shop is really neat.
It's, I love it.
That blue, and it's got that pop top on it.
I like that guy, man. Yeah. Yesterday he had a really good energy about him, and it seems like
so that's just one of the places.
I can't wait to visit his place. That's the New Smyrna one. And what I did was, is I got some big brass cups, and I put them in the freezer for a little while, and then I put that beer in there. Man, that was super good. So can't wait to go again next Saturday. You can join us if you go to realradio.fm.
I think
Monsters.fm.
Only a couple tickets left on that.
Only a couple tickets left. Yeah. So grab those if you can, and that's gonna be next week. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel, Savannah, and Carlos all here today. Okay, so in the next segment we're gonna do the ones and twos, and that's when Angel brings you the number one and number two song and all the land and all that good stuff. Usually you get those from iTunes, right? But what a lot of people do when they do the number one and number two song is they'll use Billboard's top 100.
But Billboard is not for nothing. They are the industry standard.
And today is their 60th birthday, so they've been around 60 years. And what they did was they calculated what songs had the best chart performance as soon as it came out, it went to number one, and which songs it says they tinkered with. A little human tinkering to allow changes in chart methodologies over the years. So I don't even know what that means. But
so what they've done is just to give you an idea. Nowadays, the way that the charts run on Billboard, they started taking into consideration YouTube plays. They're taking into consideration things like SoundCloud, streaming services.
They have to. That's the most consumption of music right now is on those services.
That's why they've changed, because before it was really leaned heavy on program directors,
right?
And station PDs and what they played and what they added. And all that, and then incorporated sales. Now they're incorporating these other stream or these other ways to listen to music or consume that other product.
So with Billboard, as far as the song that you think is number one that they say calculated and had the best chart performance, stayed on the longest, was up there quickest, all this kind of stuff. What song do you think is the number one song of all time for Billboard? Past 60 years.
Oh, man. I do wonder how much the new way of consuming this has affected it. Because if it's a newer song, then you got to put that into the mix, the sheer amount of ability to consume and listen to it.
I will tell you this. The number two song is a song from 1999.
So okay.
That's a newer song. The number one song is an older song. It's a song from 1960.
Okay, maybe a Beatles song.
That's 1960. Oh, yeah, 1960. That's too early.
Yeah, it would be too early. Yeah.
So anyway, I guess a song from 1960 is considered the best song of all time as far as Billboard.
Well, if it's 1960, it's got to be a Beatles song.
No, we have to say that. I don't listen to Carlos. Oh, I got it. Unchained Melody.
Nope, not Unchained Melody.
Is it an Elvis song?
Ryan Holmes, you want to guess?
The song Sherry Baby.
Oh,
Sherry Baby.
That's the Four Seasons. I think that's a little later. I think it's in the 60s a little bit.
Oh, what if it's, Beach Boys? What's the song people sing?
No, it's not Beach Boys. I will tell you this. The guy that had this hit, that they say is the best song of all time, or number one song as far as Billboard, he did this song, and it was so good. About 3 years later, he goes, well, I'll do another.
I got it, The Twist.
It's Chubby Checker, The Twist.
Yeah. They redid that, like, for, remember, Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys. Like, in the 80s, he released it with the Fat Boys.
Yep. Well, he did
Summertime Twist.
And he did Summertime Twist, Wintertime Twist, and something was twisted everywhere.
And he's still famous, but I guess he was massively huge. Obviously, at the time.
He's still around, right?
Yeah.
He's still around. I was at a fair, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, and at the fair, it said, this particular funeral home brings you Chubby Checker, which he was performing at something out in, I think it was out in New Smyrna or something. The second song, what do you think is in second place?
What year?
It's 1999.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Nookie. let's see, 1999. Is it... Princess Diana thing? No, that was in 98 when she died.
I will tell you this.
The guy that has the song that's second on Billboard's chart has a connection to the Monsters of the Morning.
Is it Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise?
That's a good guess. That's not right. Savannah, what do you take a guess?
It's D. Schneider. We're not going to take it.
That's a great guess, man. Too. It's not. Angel, take a guess. The guy in second place has a connection to the Monsters of the Morning.
Motley Crue.
Got it.
Motley Crue's another great guess. Ryan Holmes, there's no way you'll get it.
Let me guess.
You haven't been around long enough.
No, I was going to guess MC Sanders.
Is it Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen? Clarence Clemens.
That's a great connection. Damn. It's not it. It's even a closer connection than that, actually.
Oh, Vince Neil. Motley Crue.
That was what he just said.
Thanks for listening.
Is it Jeff Howell, Brown Eyed Girl?
I'll tell you what, if I had a pair of tickets, this would be a good question.
No, let's not do that yet.
We don't know if we have any tickets left, you know. No,
we're doing a final tally right
this
now.
Guy definitely has a connection to the Monsters, big time. And before I get fired or I leave this place, I got to get a copy of this before I go so I can prove.
Oh, Dennis DeYoung.
No, that's a great.
Damn.
Oh, then it's what's his name? It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Rob Thomas.
It's Rob Thomas. Yeah, the number two song as far as Billboard chart is it's Smooth, Santana featuring Rob Thomas. And for those that don't know, Rob Thomas, when he was in town, was in a band called Tap of the Secret.
Yeah.
And he used to beg me to come on the air. And we were on Saturday mornings, and he came on the air, and he's like, "Can I do this new song?" I mean, yeah, sure. And he sang 3 a.m. for the first time on Real Radio 104.1. And it was awesome. It was great. And so as soon as he was done with the song, you can hear me on the tape say, "Man, I don't know if you guys are going to make it, but this guy definitely is going to make it." And about a year later,
he dumped
those other guys and went on and became, you know, Rob Thomas with Matchbox 20. But that's the number two song. Number three song of all time, they're saying, is Mac the Knife.
Oh, yeah, When the Moonlight.
That's the number one.
Wow, man.
Number four, as far as Billboard is concerned, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, I knew a Bruno Mars song had to be there because he lives on the charts, and it's just, he sold so many records.
He's so fun. I love him.
Number five, this is, once again, it's 60 years Billboard has been around, and they're saying the fifth fifth best song of all time. How Do I Live Without You?
How do I live without you?
I want to know.
Damn, girl, you still got it.
How do I breathe
Sing it.
Without you?
Beautiful.
If you ever go, how would
ever go?
Oh! Wow, you hit that note. Yeah.
That was...
People are wrecking on iPhone right
Please
now.
Please save that, and we're going to mix that later.
In sixth place, this is Billboard chart. It's a party rock anthem.
Party rock, yeah.
Rockers in the house tonight.
Best song ever.
But it stayed on the charts forever. People kept buying it for ringtones. People kept buying it for,
Okay, it's a joke.
In seventh place, it's a song from 2009. Anyone want to take a guess, 2009?
A song from 2009 that is super popular. That
Party in the USA.
If I give you the band, maybe you could try to guess the
song. Yeah, give us the band.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, let's get it started. No. Tonight's going to be a good night.
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Yeah, that song is always a win.
Oh, my God.
If you're at a wedding, it gets loose.
In eighth place, it's from 1996. Anyone want to...
1996. Let's see here. Green Day.
No.
Alanis Morissette.
The most annoying thing, and it was around so long. No.
More annoying. Hey, Miss Murder, can I?
No, Jeff Howe worked it into his act at one point.
Macarena.
Macarena, yeah.
Buying that's a Puerto Rio Macarena.
This list makes no sense. These are not the greatest songs of all time.
They're not.
On the charts.
Yeah, they're on the top of the charts.
Top of the charts for a long time.
Movement.
Yeah, so they sold everywhere.
The Macarena was on the charts for that
long? Oh, my God. It was huge.
It was huge worldwide. In the Spanish world before it ever got huge in the American world. And it was like... the same feats. It's one of the most popular songs.
By the time
ever.
It came to America, it had been old in Latin America for like a year.
Okay, the ninth, as far as Billboard is concerned, in ninth place, it's a song that came out in 2017, so not that long ago. What do you think?
Despacito.
No.
That's a good guess. Gasolina?
Bad.
No, not Gasolina. Despacito, same damn song.
It's
2017?
Yeah, an evil redhead.
Oh, Edwin McCain.
Ed Sheeran. Which one?
Shane McCain.
Perfect.
Shape of You.
Shape of you.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
And, wow, I can't believe this. This is in 10th place. These are the 100 greatest songs of all time as far as Billboard is concerned with their charting. Is a song from 1981. God, the hint.
We're not going to take it?
No. It's a female.
Pat Benatar.
And she's...
Joan Jett.
Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Famous for a movie part more than her...
Flashdance, what a feeling!
Let's get physical.
I am rhythm now.
Let's get physical.
Physical. Olivia Newton-John. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. We have terrible taste in music, America.
Well, that's the Billboard charts. They've been around for 60 years now. Now, the Billboard charts, are they still used for,
like I said, they're still the industry standard. They're still the, radio programming is used or based off of those charts.
But when you pick for the ones and twos, you use...
I like using iTunes because there's more immediate change in that. When we first started ones and twos, I was leaning on the Billboard charts, and we got stuck just playing a lot of
stuff over and over
because
again.
Because of their chart success, and that's what this is reflective of in the story of how a song can stay at number one or number two. We probably already are done with it or processed it or whatever, but it's still because of airplay, because of streaming, whatever, it still stays up there. I like using iTunes because it's I'm almost on a weekly basis. It's constantly changing.
Very good. Well, we will do the ones and twos with Angel when we come back. Remember, Angel tonight from 10 till midnight, it's What the Hell's Angel Listening To? He does his own show. He plays his own music. Nobody tells him what to play. And it's a hell of a lot of fun to listen to, so you want to hear that tonight right here on Real Radio 104.1. And tomorrow morning, we are taking over Real Music Weekends. It's the Monster Morning tomorrow, and we're going to play the songs we love tomorrow morning, so you want to check that out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Yo, man, don't pay no attention to him, man. He's kind of weird, Dell made a pact to be well natural. Back up. Radio. 104.1.
That's the man who said, here's the thing. There's just so much to eat, I don't know what to do.
I'm overwhelmed.
Hey, welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. In this new segment, we'd like to call, Ryan, eat this. Ryan's never had water.
Nothing to do with, hey, Angel, try this, my YouTube series that's going gangbusters.
Viral.
That's right. Well, this is,
it's called Feed the Sloth.
Ryan Holmes has never eaten watermelon.
You didn't introduce him the way you're supposed to.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, me so Holmesy.
No,
you gotta do the
King of Denmark. Let's try King of Denmark.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'm the king of Denmark.
That's it. Yeah.
That's still my favorite so far.
Yeah, that gets us going.
Okay, so the other day, and we're going to do the ones and twos here in a second, by the way, and you want to listen to Angel tonight, 10 to midnight, what the hell is Angel listening to? But you've never had a Fig Newton.
I have not.
And I just went and I grabbed a half a Fig Newton, and the other half is here. I would like for you to, the first time in your life, try a Fig Newton live on the air.
All right.
All right, here we go. There we go.
All right, this is going to be groundbreaking. Make sure we're getting this. Go on YouTube right now. If you've never seen a man in his 30s eat a Fig Newton
for the first time in his life.
First time in his life.
Okay, he takes a bite.
Wasted no time. Too figgy, right?
I hope you hate it.
This is not good.
Not good.
Yeah,
not good.
It's like a old people's medicine cookie.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Exactly.
It tastes like a digestive kind of thing.
Take another bite.
Oh, yeah, let's do, like, the beer tasting. I got 3 bites.
Yeah, 3 bites. Yeah.
Three-bite rule.
Russ was in here eating Fig Newtons like a little boy. Like, ooh, it's so tasty.
It also looks like someone wrapped doo-doo in a burrito. Yeah. Whatever.
Speak ill of it. They're delicious.
You actually don't have to take 3 bites. I was kidding.
I do not like Fig Newtons.
Okay, you're right. You know what? By the 3rd bite, it did sort of grow on me.
I like them. I usually eat them with milk, though.
But there are so many better cookies that you could be eating.
It's not a cookie.
It is a cookie.
But it's a biscuit.
It's a healthy biscuit.
You
keep telling yourself that, buddy.
Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel, Carlos, Savannah, and now Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all of America, depending on which ones Angel wants to pick.
I go off without using iTunes. Ones and twos is brought to you by my great friends over there at Slow and Low Barbecue. Do me a favor. Go hit up their Instagram page. They're getting more active on there. They're posting what they do, how they cook stuff and some of the entrees and everything. That's slow_low barbecue. And Joel and Nicole, great friends of the station and the show. I love you guys at Slow and Low Barbecue.
Will they drone you a barbecue sandwich?
Man.
I wish.
Ooh. I know, right?
We might have to talk to them about that.
Burnt ends. I'll take some of those.
All right. Up first, we're going to do what I consider their Hot 100. Is this right up front on their page, and it's ones and twos. And this particular artist is having a great summer, and she welcomed a new addition to her family, and she has this hit with another band.
New addition to her family.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like right when I go to it.
New addition to her family. Oh,
it's got to be Cardi B.
Or Beyonce. No? New addition to her family.
Uh-oh.
Sing it, then. Just sing it.
Looks like it's more like
Girls
Zeros.
Like You. I was just waiting. Well, I can't. Yeah. Girls like you love all near me. True now. When I go through, I
need to women love Adam Levine, man.
Oh, he had a baby?
I guess he had another.
No, Cardi B's on this.
Oh, Cardi B. Yeah.
She's got the feature on this. So this Girls Like You featuring Cardi B's Maroon 5.
I saw Maroon 5 at Hard Rock Live.
Were they good?
Like it was like their very first tour ever.
Oh, the Songs About Jane tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be Adam Songs About Savannah. They changed it.
Adam Levine's too attractive, too talented. He bothers me. I don't like him.
I think in real life he's probably really skinny.
Yeah, he's small.
He's
yeah,
a tiny man?
He's a little fella, yeah.
He's like, yeah, like 5'7".
He's not the king of Denmark.
No, he's not.
All right, and then up next, number one song. Should be no surprise here. He's had a great summer.
Are we dancing, Carla?
Get out of your car. Do not get out of your car right now.
Now, this is the Kiki shuffle, whatever. Money, Benny. I buy you champagne,
but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. All the YouTubers can be special girls. Carla's a fan of dancing right now. Do you love me? Are you
riding? Say you never ever leave. So that's Drake, right? I want you,
and I need you. It sure is. That Drake with In My Feelings. Definitely in contention for a song of the summer.
No doubt.
Oh, for sure.
I wonder if Shiggy got his 250.
What else would be considered for song of the summer?
That's what I'm saying. What else is in there?
Yeah, Childish Gambino, man. He released those two songs.
They're not on heavy rotation like this.
I'll tell you. Well, what's that song with Florida Georgia Line? Because I know it just beat out Sam Hunt.
It's funny you should say that because we're going to keep it moving to the country charts. And coming in at number two on the country charts.
I hate this song. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's like a song you would play to make fun of country.
Oh, my God. I picture them singing this in a bath bucket outside of a trailer.
God, I hate this one. It makes country music sound stupid.
We done run out of all the soap.
Yeah, but their number one song, they have a song they did with a pop artist.
BB Rexha.
Yeah, that one, it just beat out Sam Hunt.
But that's her song.
Oh.
That's her song. They're featuring on her song.
And what is that song?
And
it's not considered country, right?
It's a country-ish tune. I know it's getting run on country stations because there's two mixes of it. So there's the pop version that gets played on, let's say, like XL and everything.
Yeah.
And then there's a more twangier version. Or
It just beat out a Body Like a Back Road. Which
really?
Which we thought, my God, that was number one for so long. It's been
it
on
beat
the,
it up for what, exactly?
On the charts longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Mama, the dog's got the remote again.
All right, coming in at number one, again, that was Florida Georgia Line with Simple.
Yeah.
And then coming in
is that what they're spelling?
Yeah. Simple, yeah. It's really stupid.
Coming in at number one.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die.
That's Kenny Chesney.
Perfect, but we try.
Waylon Jennings would spit a big old thing of tobacco in Kenny Chesney's face.
I've learned to like him a lot, actually.
All right, so that's Kenny Chesney, Songs for the Saints with Get Along.
Yeah.
All right, and then I got to do an honorable mention for this guy because I'm a fan of his.
All right. A country guy?
The country charts.
Okay. Eric Church? Yeah, I like
this is Eric Church. The album's called Desperate Man. This is the lead single off that, Desperate Man. This is more my kind of speed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like him a lot.
I like looking at the pictures of the Minions because it looks like they're in the crowd singing.
It's like a Minion concert.
Yeah.
I don't really like this very much.
No?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, coming in at number two, a band that I got turned on to last year, and this is new music by them. Let's see what you guys think about this. This is Rock Charts.
Yes.
Rock, okay. This Imagine Dragons?
It's funny you should say that, right? Because it kind of gives off that vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Their other albums are
no,
not like I don't get that impression from that. I can see why you would make that.
Yeah.
But this is the Revivalist with All My Friends.
Oh, okay.
They're out of Louisiana.
It does sound like Imagine Dragons, though.
Totally.
It does.
That's just popular, man. Imagine Dragons, biggest rock band in the world right now, probably.
I love rock music. I don't get Imagine Dragons.
They don't want you.
No, no.
All right, coming in at number one.
All right, number one.
I don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is done. God, I forget their name now. I know it's a weird name.
It's Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet.
This is the lead single of what is going to be considered their debut album. We had the EP last year.
I got to tell you, I went on YouTube to go kind of watch the band. Not a visually...
They're young.
Yeah. They haven't learned the stage yet.
Yeah, they're we're watching this little rock band out of Michigan grow up right in front of us. The youngest guy, I think, is 20. The oldest guy is 22, 23.
Yeah.
So you're right. As far as, like, stage presence, not that kind of thing.
No stage presence.
That's stuff they're going to learn. You know, musically.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
They need a little more cocaine and whiskey. And then they'll be right there.
All right. And we'll wrap it up with this. Hold on.
By the way, these are the ones and twos. Tonight, Angel will be playing the songs he likes. It's What the Hell is Angel Listening to tonight from 10 till midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. And tomorrow, we're taking over Real Music Weekends, and it's the Monsters and What We Like. So you'll be able to listen tomorrow morning, and we'll be live right here at Universal Studios Orlando.
All right, let's do this real quick, and this will be my pick of the week. Oh.
What happened?
It's Angel's pick of the week.
Yeah.
His pick is silence.
Takes him along to pick it. Yeah.
If you keep the silence longer, I'm going to sing. You know how that goes.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Any song I can sing.
Any
song you
Anything
pick,
by Loretta
I can
Lynn?
Sing. I can if I remember the words right now. I don't. Okay. But I can sing pretty much anything.
Okay.
All right, see what you guys think of this.
Okay.
I like it. Those harmonies are familiar.
All right, so it's guys that are our local guys. I played this last week. This is the number two song on the rock charts. I've been listening to the whole album, and it's a lot of fun. This is Slash's album, Living the Dream. This particular song features Miles Kennedy and the conspirators. It's called Driving Rain.
I think
now,
Miles Kennedy.
Now, Slash has stage presence.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a rock star.
Legitimate rock star.
I saw a guy with Guns N' Roses last year, whatever. That guy, just on the stage, he just is a rock freaking star.
So does Miles Kennedy. I think he has one of the best rock voices, period, man.
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
And that's the ones and twos.
Very cool. Hey, listen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Carlos is going to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. Download the app and then
take us anywhere. Except maybe there. Get it from your app store. Search for iHeartRadio.
Like to win tickets to WWE SmackDown? You want to be in the first row, the second row, the third row, or the fifth row? Well, all you got to do is go to realradio.fm or monsters.fm and look for a way to win. There are ways to win on the website right now at monsters.fm. WWE SmackDown's coming to Orlando, and it's gonna be a big show. If you want to win tickets, go to monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Savannah, and now it's time for Carlos Navarro to take you to the top.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Look, I'm watching you guys on the YouTube channel.
Me too.
Y'all ate.
Oh,
you guys
Savannah.
Ate down.
Damn.
By the way, we're all live on YouTube right now, so if you want to check out the YouTube channel, you can. And I've got a couple pair of tickets to give away this hour.
YouTube
so.
Is on point today. The fellas are following us around everywhere. They're getting behind the scenes. They're getting us eating. They're getting us talking. It's a blast. And everybody on YouTube right now, shout out to y'all. Y'all are putting a little get-together together. Love y'all. Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take it to the top, make it think, make it laugh, whatever it may be. And today is no different. Today, we're at one of my most favorite places in the world, Universal Studios. Man, I love y'all. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I grew up in Orlando. You know, some cats grow up in L.A., Detroit, 8 Mile. Louisiana, they go to New York, they go to this place. Well, guess what? I'm an Orlando guy, okay?
Yeah.
And I ain't afraid to say it.
Yeah.
Okay? And this city raised me right. Mm-hmm. Multicultural. Look at the streets right now. We're sitting in front of Universal Studios, Hollywood Boulevard. It's beautiful.
The Mystery Machine is parked outside.
The Mystery Machine.
Oh, real quick, I want to give you a heads up on the Mystery The Mystery Machine from
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, right? So if you guys want to get a real kick out of this, Mark Parker, Parker Brother Concept.
Yes.
You remember Mark? He's built the Tron bikes and the Tumbler network.
And the Batmobile.
So they're doing their version of the Mystery Machine.
Oh, really?
You get a chance. Hit them up on their
He's great.
Their Instagram page and check it out. They're doing the build as we speak.
I love it.
So I'm trying to get him to do the reveal with us. So we'll see.
The whole Scooby-Doo clan's right over there.
Everybody's here. Everybody's happy because guess what? This is what Orlando provides. But guess what? Motivational minute. The chances of me being here are very small. Very, 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 very small. Been back on this show for 4 years, 5 years. I don't even know.
But I wasn't supposed to be sitting here. Time had passed. I was doing other things. I was only dreaming about being back at Universal Studios, being with these fun cats. But I was in a tough place. And when I was in that tough place, I had good people around me that said, hey, Carlos, you know what? You're going to be back on top. You just got to keep that positive mindset.
And your fun cats were probably running around saying the same thing.
They were. They were. And for those people right now that are listening, that are in a hole, that are in a tough place, that don't know how to get out of it, well, guess what? You're going to get out of it, but you got to do it with a positive mindset. Amazing things can happen. Amazing things can happen because you're always right around the corner from that break that you need. Don't think it's so far away. You could be just paper thin close to that next step that'll help you get to wherever it is that you need to go. And for me, it's been being able to entertain and make people laugh and be silly. And so I'm very grateful for that. I hope that connects with somebody out there because it is the truth. It's all about perspective and mindset, folks. And like I said, hopefully that connects. Now, another thing. The mind is a funny thing, right?
What?
We always want what we don't have in a sense. The grass is always greener on the other side, all right? Now, yesterday, I'm a family man. I love spending time with my family. It's what I do. I've lived a crazy life, and I'm blessed to be able to be like, okay, I have the opportunity and the time to be able to spend with my family. So I rarely get a house alone to myself, okay? Normally, my daughter's there, my wife's there, we got friends, we got people. Well, yesterday they went back to school shopping.
Yeah.
So when I got home, empty house. And for those of you who are used to having an empty house, you know, or single or whatever, free time becomes just a commonplace because you're used to. But when you know, you got a kid, you got your husband, you're always doing something. And you know, when you're doing it, you're always like, man, if I could just get a little bit more free time, that'd be nice. You know, I want like, you know, yes, Angel.
Now, I hear you say you get free time at the house.
Yes.
I have this bad habit of remembering every word that you guys say.
You have an excellent memory when it comes to this stuff.
And he's so, about to bust you out.
And I instantly think of what Carlos's favorite pastime is when he is home alone.
Okay, I'm really wondering what
does anyone else remember this?
What?
No, stay away. Bro, I try and stay away from that. I try and stay away from that.
You act like an adult.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I thought that's what he said. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's that, but I know part of it is underwear and pizza.
That's very true, Angel. Oh. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And now, then,
Angel, I love that you remember this because he's absolutely right. The second I got home, I was in my underwear, okay? And I wear boxer briefs, cotton, not that fake cotton. That rides up.
No, yeah, you went the real cotton.
I got the real deal Hanes, you know, thing. And so I was in my underwear. I was at the house. And that first hour I was like, hello, is anybody here? No, I'm naked and I'm walking around. And I'm sitting there. Now, pizza normally involved. But I stop by my pizza place and I'm trying to do this thing where if I think one thing, choose the other option. It's a resetting your mind kind of discipline that I've been trying
so
to do,
think
right?
Pizza, you go for a salad.
No, I didn't do that. That would be stupid.
That's what I do the same thing. I always think diet, then I go Whopper.
Exactly. So I'm at my spot and even the guy knows me. I walk in. You know, you got a pizza place when I walk in, they go, two slices and a drink, and I'm like, no, his name is Geppetto. And I go, hey, Geppetto. Yeah. I don't know if his name's Geppetto. He just looks like Geppetto. And I go, no, switch it up. What did I get instead to bring home to just...
Calzone.
Close. We're in that
Stromboli.
World. Okay. Oh, now, what else do I love? What's my favorite meal?
Oh, chicken parm.
Chicken parm what?
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm wiener.
Wow.
That's a straight up chomp.
A slice of pizza.
Oh, man, I heard the click. Are your teeth okay?
Yeah, they're good. I got a chicken parm sub, and let me tell you.
Oh.
Russ.
Good?
Chicken parm subs can be hit or miss. They give you that patty bull crap. You ever seen that where they do that circular, disgusting patty?
How dare they?
This was a
that's
cutlet.
That's not a good move.
Yeah, that's not a good move. I will throw a chicken patty parmesan back in some face. This was not the case.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I got home. I'm in my underwear. I'm on my couch. I'm like, is there anybody here? I felt like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone when he walked around that beginning part, right? So that was the first hour. Real quick, I put on a show. It's amazing.
Wait, what?
You put on a show by yourself in your underwear with your sandwich?
for the neighbors?
You understand now that why Russ guessed what he guessed.
Yeah, right.
It's called Underwear Carlos. No. I didn't produce a play or show. Oh. I put on my Netflix a show. I do appreciate that you guys thought that I was putting on a show.
I just assumed.
It's not really far-fetched, Carlos. I'll be honest with you.
So what show did I put on? I've heard a lot about this, and I'll give a shout-out to Boss Man Jack. He's the one.
Goliath.
No.
Oh.
But I actually haven't seen Goliath. Sinner. It has 3 seasons in it already. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. It's as good as its predecessor.
Oh.
And it's only
Glow?
No, it's 3 seasons in. The acting is phenomenal. The writing is phenomenal. And it came. It's a spinoff from another huge, highly critically acclaimed show.
What's his name? The attorney.
There you go. Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Dude,
yeah.
Better Call Saul is amazing.
I'm just back in this. I'm in the first season. It is as good.
It gives you that
Breaking Bad feel.
Fix. Yeah.
And there's no score, no music to most of it. The writing is fantastic. So I sat down and I watched it. That was the first hour. And I was like, ha, life is good. You know, when are they going to be back? I'm a wild man. And then that second hour clicked, and I was like, all right. So what do I do in the second hour? All right. The sub is gone. I'm ready to do something else.
Well, and then sleep.
I go, no, sleeping, I was good. I was like, I wonder when they're going to be home.
Then you start hearing.
I sat there and I was like, I have like 4 hours, but but what I realized was,
yeah, I can't sit for 4 hours either.
I had to figure something out. But it's funny how our mind is when you're in the middle of something, you're busy. All you care about is like, man, I wish I just had a break. I wish I just had a little break. But when you have that break, my mind starts going, I kind of miss my family. I wish I had something to do. You know, it is. It's the truth. And so what I'm saying is, there's a bunch of free time y'all single-ass people have got that you could be using.
You must be talking about single people that don't have two careers going at the same time.
You're right.
Like a little bit of shade.
Yeah, she's sitting right here. You shouldn't be talking about her like that.
You're right, Savannah. And I was talking about you. No, I was not talking about you.
I have to take care of you animals, the animals at Gatorland, and the animals in my house. It's a full-time 24/7.
You're right. You are a very busy woman.
Like,
what I'm saying,
I passed out yesterday.
I very easily could have sat there and watched Better Call Saul for the rest of the day.
Why didn't you? What'd you do?
What's wrong with you?
I could, man. Honestly, I'll sit there and I'll start getting itchy, like, I should be doing something.
You got a rash or something.
That's what I do, man. I can't sit. If I sit too long, I feel like I'm not being productive, so I got to go out and cut the yard.
That's the way. I was like, sitting there, I was like, well, I can cut the lawn. And I have a lawn guy. And I'm like, but it's a little long right now. And I get real itchy because I like being efficient. I like being productive.
Oh, you just got to fight through that.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. You just got to fight through that.
I tried as much as I could. I tried to reduce my speed.
You got to put yourself down.
There's nothing better than binge-watching a show while watching your yard guys do your yard. It's amazing.
That's usually when I grab my Dyson and start, like, vacuuming and stuff.
What I'm saying is this. If you got a bunch of time, you got... Look, I think... You know, you never realize how much free time you have until it's gone. And look, Better Call Saul's good.
Is it good?
How
were you on Breaking Bad?
I love Breaking Bad.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, then you're gonna dig this. It gives you that Breaking Bad fix, man.
It really does. It really. It goes so deep into Saul and why he is...
How about that relationship with his brother?
Unbelievable. Ugh. I'm telling you, I initially watched it when it first came on, and I was like, okay.
I did the same thing. I watched the first 4 episodes, and I'm like, yeah.
Okay, so I went back to it because of all this critical acclaim.
I'll be honest with you. It does take a second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, it was like episode 2 or 3, and at that point, I'm in all the way.
Oh, things you don't see coming. It's. I highly suggest
it. Are you going to watch through the whole thing?
Yes.
Because I'm going to do it, too. If you're doing it at the same time, then we can talk about it.
Yes, I'm totally going to catch up.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in the first season. I think it's like maybe episode 7 or 8.
Okay.
They have 3 seasons up. Yep. I'm on like episode 2 or 3 of season 3.
It's great, man.
You're going to love it.
We're in August. Yeah, Ozark comes out again soon.
TV, man.
This will give you a little thing to hold you over till Ozark.
Good.
Yeah, no doubt. And yes, we do have the listener appreciation party here tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. And
I feel really fancy about what we're doing right now.
I feel fancy about it too. Walking by, looking in.
Tomorrow morning will be fun. We get to take over the radio station. We're going to play the music we love, and hopefully we'll meet, you know, as many people as possible right out in front of our studio here and take a nice, cool photo.
I think it'll be fun. I had a video that I made when, last time I was here was the ABCs of Universal. The Universal people were so nice and so wonderful. They want an ABCs of IOA. So if you see me tomorrow, run over to Islands of Adventure. I'll be filming a new video for Universal and for Real Radio and everybody.
Hey, we should we have a blog of Molly maybe put that one up, the one that you made last time.
Oh, that'd be great.
Put it up on the website now so people can see it.
That'd
and then
be awesome.
And then see what you come up with for this next time. And maybe we can use a lot of our monster fans tomorrow.
That would be cool.
In the video.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great, man. I'm writing it right now. We'll get some good stuff. Once again, I'm very grateful to be here, and I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right. We still have a couple more tickets to give away for Universal Studios for tomorrow. Monster Fan Appreciation Show, so don't go anywhere. And when we come back, Angel will bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Orlando City returns home to host the New England Revolution tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Oh, that's good. Hey, remember, you can check us right now on our YouTube channel. If you go to monsters.fm, it clicks right through. It's easy to do. And if you do us a favor, subscribe to it. And that way, every time we do something, it'll pop up at you. We'll be popping on it tomorrow. We'll be live right here on Real Radio 104.1. We're taking over the Real Music Weekend. That's going to be a lot of fun. Monsters will be playing our favorite songs. And we're going to be here for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios. We've done several of these.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be my favorite because we're able to give like 100 people the gift of getting to come check out Universal Studios. I know, like, Ryan Holmes, you haven't been here in, what, 10 years, you said?
10 years. I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to hit up some rides, actually, after this a little bit, show you around. So you haven't been on the roller coaster? You haven't been on
Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious.
I haven't been on the Rip...
Rip Rocket.
I haven't been on Fast and Furious, obviously, and a bunch of stuff. I didn't know they got rid of Terminator.
I didn't either.
Yeah, well,
that was my trivia question the other day. I didn't either. Hey, I want to remind you that tomorrow we're going to take a photo with everybody at 10 o'clock right in front of this radio station. We would love anyone that's in the area, you want to come to Universal, come do that with us. We're going to go ride a bunch of rides. Then we're going to go to the Monster Cafe around 12:30, have lunch. And you can go ride a bunch of rides, go to the other park, whatever you want to do. I'm going to end up at Finnegan's, the Irish Bar, hanging out, and come by and say hi.
I'll be at Islands of Adventure doing ABCs of IOA, and I think Blogging Molly just put that up if you want to check it out and see what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that you did last time, and the people at Universal loved it.
Yeah, man.
And you can see it on our website at monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Savannah, Carlos, and now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports.
Yeah.
It was cool this morning. I turned on the news and it was and football was on.
Yeah, and it was a Hall of Fame game last night.
Yeah.
Real quick, you want an update on our poll?
Oh yeah, this is the poll about what Ryan Holmes should use as a catchphrase. So when I introduce everybody in the morning, everyone has their own little catchphrase. You know, when I say their name, and Ryan Holmes was going with either let's see, Ryan Holmes, ugly sloth man, oh me so Holmesy, or I'm the king of Denmark.
All right, so right now what I'm telling you guys, I need everyone to go to monsters.fm and vote because this is a
It's a runaway now.
Yeah, it's a runaway right now, but I think that we just don't have enough votes in.
All right.
We need more. I need a bigger sample size, all right?
Uh-huh.
So I want to try to get to at least 100 votes, right? So right now, coming in third place, Ugly Sloth Man.
Okay, wait. And when he does it, let him do it as an example. Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, comic extraordinaire Ryan Holmes.
I'm an ugly sloth man.
You gotta do it. If you're not gonna give
ugly,
it your all.
Sloth man face.
Yeah, it's ugly sloth man.
Ugly right. sloth right.
yeah,
face
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're selling it more.
I thought it was ugly sloth face man.
It is sloth
yeah,
face man.
True. Okay, yeah, sloth yeah. face man. Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, comedian Ryan Holmes.
Ugly sloth face man.
No, no.
All right, there's Lucille okay. Ball. Say
hey,
hi to Lucille Ball.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Hey. There's Lucy.
She's so zany.
Ryan Holmes. Comedian Ryan Holmes.
Oh, me so Holmesy.
I like that
that's
too.
In,
I
in
don't
second,
like that
or,
one.
And that's second.
And in first place,
comedian Ryan Holmes.
I'm the king of Denmark.
I love it, but they all have a little place in my heart.
Yeah.
So right now, king of Denmark is way in the lead. like 60% on the vote.
I'm happy about that. I thought the listeners were going to go with Ugly Sloth Face Man. And
that's why I need more votes, guys.
Obviously, Ryan Holmes' mom is the only one that's voting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she sent it out to all her friends.
He is not ugly. He's very handsome.
Right, yeah, right. He's my little
sloth. Ugly Sloth Man is losing.
Good.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, on our YouTube channel, you saw Lucille Ball. She was dancing for everybody. That's kind of cool.
All right, so Monster Sports is brought to you by my guys over there at Harry Buffalo. A couple things going on this weekend. Tonight, the pianos are back. Dueling pianos are back at Harry Buffalo tonight.
Okay.
Definitely go swing by and check that out. That starts about 8 p.m. And then we got Orlando City match in tomorrow.
Harry Buffalo on Sunday night. Sunday night, our buddy Manny. Now, you heard us talk to him this week. He's Chef Manny. He's in the finals of Food Network Stars. And he's an Orlando guy. He's a firefighter. And if you want to join his watch party, I don't know why he's having a big watch party, but he is on Sunday. So go check that out. You gonna choke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hot dog was amazing. Anyway, I'll be out there Saturday for the Orlando City Street Party. That starts about 4 o'clock, so definitely come out there and say hello. In regards to Orlando City, Orlando City winger Justin Merriman has been traded to the Columbus Crew. That deal just announced this morning. Justin Merriman went to the Columbus Crew for $7,500,000 in targeted allocation money.
Damn.
Targeted allocation money and a 2019 international spot.
They got him for an Infiniti SUV. Damn, that ain't nothing.
$750,000.
Oh, I thought it was $75,000.
No, $750,000. I'm sorry. I might have misspoke. Sorry about that.
I was like, 75, geez.
Yeah, no, $750,000 and a 2019 international slot. So, again, hopefully these are all moves that will help the team. Well, we need to get back on that winning side. Loss now or every tie now is that hurts with the playoff run that we're hoping
it's a long season, right? Like it goes
it's
all the way
down.
Yeah,
we still
like November.
We still got a couple, three or four months.
If you want me to say something, I will say something.
Overnight, the biggest controversy happening. And like we had preseason football last night,
right?
And there was that going on. It was a Hall of Fame game. We had the Chicago Bears versus the Baltimore Ravens. It was fun seeing highlights and seeing first round draft picks perform and everything.
Yeah.
But what do you think the biggest controversy in the last 24 hours with the NFL has been?
Is it the Kaepernick thing?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what happened, but right, formerly working for EA Sports, this surprises me.
EA Sports stepped in it. The NFL stepped in it.
Yeah, they did.
And then to EA's credit, they came out and said, hey, listen, this wasn't we didn't do this on purpose.
What'd they do?
So what happens is this. EA Sports and for Madden 2019 licenses a song from Big Sean.
Okay.
In the song that Big Sean is that they use for the game,
yeah,
he mentions Colin Kaepernick, right? And the rhyme that he does.
Yeah.
When the game comes out or the promo for the game or the game comes out, they scrubbed his name. They bleeped out Colin Kaepernick's name as if it were a curse word. And so that was perceived as a slight.
Sure.
Big Sean came out and said, hey, listen, I didn't authorize this. This wasn't approved by any of my people.
Sure.
Other NBA and NFL stars came forward and was like, what are you guys doing? You can say whatever you can want to say about Colin Kaepernick. His name is not a curse word.
What was the explanation? What did EA say?
So in a technical kind of way, EA Sports, the production team that was involved with that.
And I know these guys. Yeah. I know these dudes. Majority of them, guess what? Black. A lot of them Hispanic, a lot of them different races.
They want to stay away from controversy.
It wasn't even that. It was just not being clear on what the parameters were of the licensing agreement.
Right.
Actually, in the update for 2019 John Madden, it's going to be corrected.
Yeah.
And EA was like, hey, listen, this wasn't something that we did on purpose.
Somebody had to say, listen, let's beep out that name. So they did it on purpose.
But what happened was it happened because someone didn't ask, let's say.
So like, just take it out. Just take it out.
Yeah. And instead of running it up the flagpole, it seems like somebody might have just went like, whatever.
Ooh.
Not thinking of this all the way through.
Let me tell you,
let's take it out. Nobody will notice.
Madden and the EA World is their Super Bowl, is their juggernaut. They spend tens of millions to make it and advertise it.
And it makes
hundreds of millions. And all it takes is one misstep like this, one quality assurance guy, one video editor who's like, this is good to go, one person doesn't check it, and this will
just destroy their sales.
I can tell you right now, the boycotts, the call for boycotts, ooh, the call for, you know, action, all these things in the last 24 hours online was vehement. You know how this is.
Everybody's ready to boycott
outrage.
Something. You
know, outrage. Yeah. Just look, and let me, come on. Speaking on behalf of them, man. I don't want to speak on behalf of them.
Okay, speaking for the, speaking on behalf of EA Sports is Carlos Navarro.
All I can say is
the mayor of EA.
I know a lot of these dudes. They're all good people. Like I said, man, half of them are black and Spanish and all different. EA is always very accepting. Give them a shot, man. Give them a mulligan.
It's one of those ones where look at the track record of the company, and this is something that doesn't normally happen
with
them.
No.
So you can see that. And if you go back to their Twitter post about this,
right,
and you can see how it's easy to see how something like this could happen in that environment where just somebody was like, not thinking it all the way through, or thinking that most people aren't going to notice.
We're too quick now to throw the baby away with the bathwater.
The day that we live in.
You know, it's like, wait a second, everything you've done in the past is erased.
What can we protest?
You know, what can we get
mad
about
now? We want a fun protest.
You know?
Twitter fingers.
Oh, my God.
This rings of, like, Brad in middle management was like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
You know, just that guy.
No, it was a Steve.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always a theme. All right, let me play some audio for you for some cool things that happened overnight.
It's deep. And it is gone! Three-run walk-off home run for Michael Franco!
Who was that?
That's Franco from the Philadelphia Phillies. He hits a walk-off home run against the Miami Marlins last night.
Poor Marlins.
Yeah. It's just, again, I'm always a huge fan of the calls. A couple of interesting tidbits coming out from what happened with Tom Brady during his suspension for Deflategate.
Yeah.
Do you know that he offered or tried to counteroffer as opposed to not get suspended? He was willing to pay $1 million fine to not get suspended, and the NFL turned it down.
Cool. Well, I mean, but how much does he get paid per game?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a huge contract.
Yeah, I know he took less money, so he could still be on the Patriots. But
he makes way more money off his sponsors. And
how many games was he out? Three?
Yep. Well, it was a four game.
He was out four games. Yeah. I wonder if he makes $1 million in four games. I would have to say yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, yeah.
At least. And then we'll wrap it up with this with a huge birthday shout-out to James Hetfield. It's his birthday today.
Oh, James Hetfield from
Metallica.
Metallica, yeah.
So shout out to that, and that's Monster Sports.
Well, thank you, Angel. I want to remind you, we're at Universal Studios Orlando. They're always great to us. They're more food out there, right? Did you guys get
more? Oh, my gosh. I ate more today than I did this whole entire week.
Here's what's great.
Did anybody do this?
Is the catering department happens to be big fans of the
show.
Shout
out to those guys.
John and Marianne, shout out.
They bring us extra food. It's like they're really trying to make us fatter, and we sure do appreciate it. We love coming out here.
I feel lost that there's so much food here.
Their hot dogs soaked in Yingling.
Ooh.
They're delicious. I just drank the water. It was delicious.
I drank the water.
Yeah.
Did you do the chicken nuggets dipped in the cheese?
I didn't do that.
I thought those were macaroni and cheese bites.
Macaroni and cheese bites?
I ate them so fast. I didn't know.
I thought they were. So that's macaroni and cheese bites dipped in
cheese. Yeah.
Melted cheese.
Yeah.
That's an okay thing, right?
Yeah, that's totally healthy.
Now, I wonder if tomorrow we'll be able to sneak some of the fans in here so they can see what it looks like inside the studio.
They can look in the window.
I hope so.
They smell good. Honestly, if they smell bad, no.
Okay, well, we'll try. I'll try to sneak some of you guys in here so you can check out the studio. It's really cool to be in here. Now we're on the, you know, looking out on the street at Universal. You can see, you know, like people taking a picture in front of the Mystery Machine.
Right now,
Scooby Doo's right over there with Thelma.
It's getting popping right now. And right about this time, it always the streets start to get a little bit more full. Energy is in the air. People are excited about what movie magic they will see.
Yeah.
The RV from The Simpsons is right up the street too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we'll be here, and like I was telling you earlier, we're gonna take over Real Radio 104.1 for the Real Music Weekends, playing the music that we like. Hope you guys like it as well, and then we'll take photos in front of the place that we're at now and go have lunch at the Monster Cafe and end up at Finnegan's Bar. So we want you to join. If you have the season passes for Universal, use them and come out and say hi tomorrow, or just come out tomorrow anyway. And we have another pair of tickets we'll give away here in a second or two. Thank you for everyone that's on our YouTube channel, by the way.
Man.
We appreciate that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Radio 104.1. It's a beautiful day right here at Universal Studios Orlando. You're listening to The Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Our Monster Fan Appreciation Show starts tomorrow morning, but we've got to start with it this morning here. And we appreciate all the people, the listeners running by and saying hi. It's really cool. If you want to join us tomorrow, we'd love to see you. We have two more pair of tickets to give away for Monster Fan Appreciation Show. I'm Russ Rollins along with Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Savannah, and Carlos Navarro. Carlos, I told you I'd let you pick somebody from the YouTube channel.
Yes.
We've been live on YouTube all day. Our YouTube people are a super cool group of folks who kind of they decided to get together and plan an outing at Jeff Howell's bar, which is very, very cool. There are people on here that are on all the time and supportive and cool people, so we decided to give them a pair of tickets. Carlos, who did you decide to give them to?
Well, this person messages us maybe two or three times a day. He's been doing it for years. And you know what? He never asks, like, hey, this or that. He's just a diehard supporter of the show that within the chat room, he's been doing monster trivia all day. Shout out to R. Nottage. Rob, he wins. He definitely has been filling the space with a bunch of fun stuff in there.
And can he join us tomorrow?
Absolutely. It's his wife's birthday.
Oh, good. So good. That's all. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you for that. And I know we got a guy that's been on hold for a while, and I was looking for an old school fan. Angel, do we have someone on hold?
Yeah, Fritz, that's Dave, right?
Dave, how you doing, man?
How's it going?
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Dave. Yeah, I can hear you.
Very cool. So you've been on hold for how long? Like 45 minutes or so?
About an hour.
About an hour. Okay, all right. So how long you been listening?
Since 99 when I moved back down to Florida.
All right, that's old school. All right, so I have
Monsters of the Midday.
Okay, I've got a trivia question for you. If you can get it right, I will give you tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, you got to be an old-school fan for this.
All right.
All right. Now, and you can't have any help from any monsters. You got to get it on your own, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, are you going to sound excited if you win? Because you sound asleep right now.
I'll be excited, definitely.
Okay. All right.
You've been on hold for an hour.
Yeah, cut him a break, Russ. Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go. Here's your question. What was the name of the promotion that Carlos did, actually Black Bean did, at the Central Florida Fair?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
how can you not get that?
Oh, I'll be hurt, dude, if you don't get this. This was a very popular bit.
And it wasn't just a popular bit one year. It was like
an annual event.
6 years in a row. You don't know what Carlos used to do at the Central Florida Fair?
No.
Come on, think back, man. It's 1999. Rob Thomas is Smooth is the number one song in the country.
I am so sorry, buddy. I did give you a chance. We're going to take another caller.
Oh, bro. Hey, if you can make it out here with an annual pass, we will gladly welcome you.
Fritz, is someone else up?
Yeah, let's see. Daniel, line one.
Daniel on line one. You're on with the Monsters in the Morning. If you get this right, then you'll be able to win tickets for two to come out here tomorrow. I can't believe anyone's listened for 19 years and didn't know that.
Neither can I.
Well, yeah, what was the name of the promotion that Carlos did at the Central Florida Fair?
Thaddy's at the Fair.
Thaddy's at the Fair. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I think that other guy was lying. There's no way you listen for 19 years and you don't know Thaddy's at the Fair.
Oh, right, he's lying that listening that. Yeah, he
wasn't listening that long because that was an ongoing, I mean, and it was very controversial and people were mad about it. And
I literally threw up all over myself.
Yeah, all right, buddy, well, you win tickets for tomorrow and we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, thanks.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
I feel like a fatty at the fair right now.
No.
Girl, you look good, girl.
I ate 3 hot dogs.
Let's go on a roller coaster.
Did you really?
I ate at least 10 to 20 mini quiches.
Oh, turning one big old quiche.
Hey, so I think that those were the last of the tickets, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so we want to thank, once again, Universal for giving us 100 tickets to give out to listeners. Like, they've never done that before.
Yeah.
And that's a super cool thing. We have a great relationship with Universal Studios Orlando, and they did something special for us. If you didn't win tickets, you're still invited to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We got some really cool things happening tomorrow that I can't tell you about now, but some really cool things happening tomorrow. If you join us at Universal, we're going to take photos right here in front of the studio, go to lunch at the Monster Cafe, end up at the Irish Bar Finnegan's, and do a bunch of writing. So it should be a lot of fun. Now, I do have an email that we have to get to. You guys feel like giving advice before the end of the weekend?
I do. Is it another man pretending to be Frank the Bear in the bedroom?
Oh, no. Did I tell you that one?
Oh, yeah, I did. My wife brought it up yesterday. She's like, so there's a dude making love to his wife going, rah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that was true.
Made an impression on him.
This is from Jeff, and Jeff says he's emailing the morning show. He wants to know today if he could. He's a little bossy, to be honest with you. A relationship about you, this advice. It'll just take a few minutes. Please answer this for me. I've been with my girlfriend for a little over a year, and we each have a one-bedroom apartment that literally are two blocks from each other. I love her and felt like we should move in together so we could be close, since we're so close in proximity, and it's silly to keep going back and forth since we sleep at each other's place or at each other's place or her place or my place. Okay. Right. It says, she doesn't want to move in together. She said she likes having her own place to go to whenever she wants. She also thinks that moving in together will move our relationship along too fast.
Yep.
If she doesn't want to move in with me now, will she ever want to move in together? We're both 26 years old. I don't see any point in waiting any longer. Should I just go ahead and give her a breakup ultimatum?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And that is Jeff. Who would like to field that one first?
Okay, first of all, Jeff, one-bedroom apartment is a small little space, and you've only been together about a year. You're going to learn a lot about someone real quick.
He's saying we can move in together, like they can move into a place that they both could live in, not like move into their one. She has a one-bedroom apartment. He has a one-bedroom apartment. He thinks they should move into a place together that's bigger.
Oh, you're 26, man. Slow down, first of all, and don't give somebody a breakup ultimatum. How dare you, sir? Like, you're not doing that. Look, hey, you either better move into a crappy apartment in Whittle Oak, or I'm going to break up with you. No.
How ultimatums never
been together for a year.
Oh, that's nothing. Stupid. She don't want to stay with you, dude.
I've been with my lizard for 2 years, and we ain't moved in together.
Well, look, man.
It's still like Gatorland.
It's been a year, and if it's been a year and she said no to moving in together, she's not really that into you.
Yeah, you know, there's no rush. There's no rush.
A year is not enough time to move in with somebody. I mean, I know it is for you, Russ.
Yeah.
But for normal people, that's a small amount of time.
But honestly, as I sit here, why not give it a go? What the hell?
And she's saying she doesn't want to give it a go. And he goes, well, you know, do you think she ever will want to?
No, but then you're locked in for at least another year. Now there's a lease involved and you're stuck with that person.
I don't think they should move into a different apartment. I think they should stay. They should pick one or the other and not get a bigger rent and have to come out more money and have to come out more responsibility, and that affects the relationship. Move into one of the apartments and have a little fun.
Here's the line that would worry me. He said she also thinks that moving in together will move our relationship along too fast. Well, you've been dating for a year.
A year is a long ass time
in
this day and age.
It
really isn't.
A year
is forever.
In your relationship world, a year is about a time where you're getting to know somebody. Right. There's no need to have the gas, you know, your foot on the gas pedal on this.
By a year, you should know if you're going to marry the person or not. By 1 year, I'm dead serious.
Yes.
If you don't know by a year, then why are you wasting your time? You're literally going to spend 365 days with a person and be with them, and at the end you're like, I still don't know. You know exactly who that person
is. No, maybe you don't know. Maybe you just like to hit it.
No, that's a different story. Well, there's plenty of those.
Yeah, right. And if she's going, you know what, I really want my own. If she said, I want to be able to get to my own place if I want to, she's really not that into you. You're not going down the road. You're not going down the road of matrimony right now.
It isn't a typical thing that women do. You know, obviously all women are different, but a lot of women do want to settle down. They want to nest. They want to kind of tie down and commit. So maybe so.
See, at a year is always the point where I'm like, okay, do I want to continue this relationship any further? Do I want
to
get married?
Not saying that you have to be married after a year, but you should definitely have a pretty good idea if this is a person that you would want to marry after a year.
Okay, well, honey, we're breaking up.
Sorry.
There's the ultimatum. So Jeff, what do we basically tell him? The different people have different ways of handling it. So Jeff, it bothers him that she doesn't want to move in, obviously.
I feel like Jeff's needy.
Yeah.
I feel like Jeff is really needy, and the reason she probably doesn't want to move in is because you're like, come on, please move in with me.
You
please.
Were my favorite.
There are people that like love, you know? There's some people that do.
Jeff's the kind of guy that sits on the couch and goes, are you mad at me?
I was just sitting here watching Kiss videos thinking about you.
Song called Beth.
I miss you when I blink. All right, listen.
Oh, my God. That is something you have said before.
You wrote that in a lyric somewhere.
I love you so much, baby. I miss you when you blink.
I even miss you when I blink.
All right, listen.
Wait,
Is that when you're drinking wine?
It's Ménage à Trois. It's the only wine I drink.
If you want to win tickets to WWE SmackDown, it's on the website at monsters.fm. Tomorrow morning, we are hosting a Real Music Weekend. So it'll be the Monsters of the Morning right here on Real Radio 104.1. We'll be out here live for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal. Thank you so much to Universal Studios for having us out. We sure do appreciate it. We'll see you here tomorrow in the morning around 10 o'clock or so. Thank you to everyone for going to the Real Radio, or I'm sorry, the Monster YouTube channel. We've had thousands of people on there today, so it's very cool. Ryan Holmes, are you going to be anywhere tonight?
Tonight? No, I'm just going to hang out all weekend, and I'll be at Universal tomorrow.
You'll be here with us tomorrow. Yeah, Vince Taylor's going to be here, so is James John. Tonight is What the Hell's Angel Listening To from 10 till midnight. You can check that out. Anything else, Angel, for you? You'll be at...
No, that's it. Oh, and then out at Harry Buffalo Street Party tomorrow at 4 o'clock for Orlando City.
Savannah?
I'll be at Gatorland on Sunday, but tomorrow I will be at Universal Studios with you guys having the best time ever.
All right, Carlos?
Yeah, follow me on social media, To The Top Carlos. And if you are going to Walker Stalker here in Orlando, go to walkerstalker.com, pick up your tickets so you can take pictures of me, do a bunch of stuff, and have a lot of fun.
Check out our YouTube channel. Hey, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. We'll be back tomorrow morning for Real Music Weekends from Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Savannah, and Carlos Navarro.
I'm the leader of this mess of my man, Russ. It's the only one I drink. Rollins!
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Schwerp.
There's anything wrong with radio. Get us on your phone
and go anywhere.
There are a few exceptions.
What up, Orange County?
Download the iHeartRadio smartphone app and then search for Real Radio 104.1.